The following is a presentation of Team Glory Sports.
The Georgia High School Association and WGTJ Radio presents the 2023 Class AAA State Football Playoffs. It's been a historic year for the Lumpkin County football team as they continue to make history, winning their first ever state football playoff game last Friday night with a 52-6 win over Gordon Lee. They were led by the running attack of Mason Sullins.
And to get off to Sullins, a big hole at the five, down inside, touchdown, Indians.
And the passing of quarterback Cal Faulkner.
Faulkner has it. Looking, plenty of time. Wide open in the middle. That's Luke Evans. Luke Evans down to the 15, to the 10, the 5, drags a man inside. Touchdown, Indians!
This week, the Indians look to make history once again as they take on the Oconee County Warriors in a rematch of last year's first-round game in Dahlonega. It's Lumpkin County looking to make history. If they win tonight, they're advancing to the Elite Eight in the quarterfinals next Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, right here on 97.5 Glory FM. It's the excitement of high school football live from the burial grounds at Cottrell Field in Dahlonega, and the Longstreet Cafe pregame show kicks off now.
97.5 Glory FM. WGTJ Radio presents Friday Night Football in North Georgia. Welcome to the countdown to kickoff of tonight's game with the Longstreet Cafe pregame show. Let's go to the field for tonight's game on 97.5 Glory FM.
And we are live from our second home here in the Gold City in Dahlonega, along with Gary Glenn, Joe Galen, back in our studios in Gainesville. Nathan Laddie, I'm Mike Warford. Welcome to high school football on 97.5 Glory FM. Looking for history to be made once again this week. Sweet 16 round. As the Lumpkin County Indians, 11-0 the season, take on the 5-6 Oconee County Warriors coming out of Watkinsville. And former Flying Branch and Jefferson head coach Ben Hall bringing his team into town. And we already know that there are some people who reckon the Indians picked to win this job, but they need to do what they did last Friday night against Gordon Lee.
They need to come out and play hard defensively like they did last week, and then have all the openings that they did last week. Cal Faulkner was able to use three or four different receivers, and then Mason Sullins racked up over 100 yards for the 10th time this season. And if he can run roughshod tonight, that'll be a big difference for him. It's got a, you're going to have a slippery turf out there. We had a good bit of rain and drizzle earlier today, so you can see a sheen out there, Gary. I hope it's not too slick down there.
Well, right now, Joe, it looks like it's in good shape. There are places, though, and I'm sure you could see it better from where you are, around the 30 to about the 25 or 20, or then maybe down to the 15 right in the middle of the field where it looks like there's a slick spot or two. So we'll wait and see what kind of effect that might have on these two offenses tonight.
Yeah, they've got both of them. I mean, Lumpkin County set all kinds of record this year with Sullins and Cal Faulkner, Luke Evans, Matthews, and Davenport receivers. They've done all kinds of stuff with the record books. You've got an Oconee County team that came in here last year, Mike and Gary, and just dominated Lumpkin in the first round. All those seniors are gone now that really caused the havoc for Lumpkin. All those guys are gone, and they're basically starting anew. They're 5-5 overall, or 4-6 coming in. They won last week, so they're 5-6 coming into tonight, 3-2 in their region. Finished number two. They've given up 267 points, while Lumpkin County has only allowed 173. So and Lumpkin has doubled almost at 479 to 260 as what they've scored over Oconee County. So tonight, Lumpkin County just needs to get on a roll early.
And with that too, Joe and Gary, especially Gary down there, you know, defense wins championships.
Well, they do, and the Warriors in recent days, Joe, they started out giving a whole bunch of points. I gave up almost 35 points a game, but over this little streak that they've been on, where they've won four out of the last six, I think they've dropped that to less than 16 a game.
Yes.
So it is going to be a test tonight. I don't think we're going to see the amount of points we saw put up by Lumpkin County last week, but
no.
Lumpkin County's been pretty stingy about defense, too. They're giving up less than 16 points a game, about 173 yards total. And they are second overall in offense, over 350 yards per game. They've scored more than 30 points in every game they played this year. Now, that's something.
and they are very balanced. And we'll have much more for you as we count down to kickoff tonight's ball game. Tonight's game is being brought to you by Mills Fuel Service and by Stringer Insurance. We're back to hear from Coach Heath Webb as we count down to kickoff of the Long Street Cafe pregame show on 97.5 Glory FM.
Turkey and dressing, sweet potato souffle.
Hope Bunch, the voice of Longstreet Cafe. What you doing?
Getting ready for Thanksgiving, Mary. Here at Longstreet Cafe, we offer catering and pickup for the holidays. We're also open Thanksgiving Day, serving from 10:30 to 2.
That sounds like something not to be missed.
Glad to hear it, because we'll need an extra dishwasher, and I'll put you down as good to go.
No. Wait, Hope.
Longstreet Cafe with two Gainesville locations.
Make sure to place your orders early.
Hi, I'm Brooke with Conditioned Air Systems. Family owned and operated for over 35 years, we offer the best service in North Georgia for heating, air, and plumbing. This fall, install a new Trane XV18 True Comfort Variable Speed Air Conditioner and receive a free Halo LED Induct Air Purifier. Give us a call at 1-800-AC-REPAIR or visit us online at conditionedairsystems.com. Comfort you can feel, quality you can trust.
And welcome back to Lumpkin County Playoff Football, 97.5 Glory FM, counting down to the kickoff of the game with Oconee County this evening. And joining us, as always, is Coach Heath Webb of Lumpkin County, talking about the game. All right, Coach, here we are, getting ready for the second week of the playoffs. Again, making history there at Lumpkin County.
Yeah, we've enjoyed the whole history-making thing and want to keep it going.
And it's going to be a fun time tonight. Rematch of last year's game with Oconee County. What's the difference between these two teams last year?
Well, yeah, I think it's a different year. A lot of things have changed over the course of last year, and they graduated a bunch, and they had to go through a little bit of a rebuilding at the beginning of the season, but they are rebuilt now at this point in time. They've got a good football team by the time they get to this game 12, whereas we got a lot of the same players, so we've got a lot of kids coming back. They've got a lot of new faces, so that I think that's probably the difference. They were very senior heavy a year ago, whereas we were not. Now we're senior heavy, whereas they are not. So a lot of things have changed since then. So, the outcome from a year ago has very little impact on this one tonight, I think.
Oh, no doubt about that. Just the difference in the teams, though. And knowing Ben Hall, the way I've known him from the past, he's going to have special players at the spots from receivers to running backs to quarterback, that kind of thing. At the same time, to me, he's always been built on defense.
Yeah, no doubt. They are a line of scrimmage football team. They want to play great defense and try to get you into a low-scoring kind of deal. But yeah, they're tremendous on defense, just as they were a year ago. Even though they might have different faces, they want to run the football and win on defense.
All right, is there a comparison to anybody you played so far this year when it comes to Oconee County?
I think their offensive line is the best one that we've seen all year long. So there's nobody to really compare them to. Just large human beings. They're just bigger than anybody else that we've seen all year on their offensive line, and that presents a unique challenge for us. But then on the defensive side, they remind me a lot of Wesleyan, long, rangy defensive linemen and guys that can really run to the football. Those are probably, offensively, hard to compare them to anybody that we've seen, but defensively, they remind me a lot of Wesleyan.
All right, let's talk about your defense, for example, and for a moment then, and the great job y'all have done all season long shutting down teams. What do you got to do tonight to stop them?
Yeah, got to stop the run. That's the key. At the same time, we know that they're going to take some play-action shots at us, and our defensive backs have to have great eye discipline to make sure that when those moments come that we're in the right position and don't get lulled to sleep by the run.
And with that too, Coach, your offense has been just so special. They had another great night last week. It was very impressive.
Yeah, we're clicking. This is probably the best defense that we've seen all year long. So look forward to that challenge. But the way we're playing offensively, we feel like we've got a good chance, and willing to play anybody at this point.
And a good mix, coach, of run and pass is guy make a defense get on their heels.
Yeah, and that's, we want to make sure that people can't focus on one thing. You all eyes are on Mason Sullins, then Cal Faulkner can beat you in the run game. And if all eyes are focused on the run, we feel like we've got guys that can make plays in the passing game. So that balance, I think, is key for us.
How far are the guys having now, knowing they're playing here in the middle of November?
Yeah, that's great. You know, it's practices have been good this week, and we're excited and enthusiastic. There's a lot of energy, and I think our guys are just really excited to be on this stage and continue to play.
All right. We're counting down to the kickoff of a nice ball game, Lumpkin County and Oconee County. We're back after this timeout. You're tuned to Lumpkin County Playoff Football on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hi, it's Mary and Hope for Longstreet Cafe. Hope, you have something you want to say?
We just want to thank our loyal customers for supporting Longstreet Cafe this year.
She's right. With your support, Longstreet Cafe has been able to provide 5,000 meals to local law enforcement and first responders, along with middle and high school football, baseball, basketball, and softball teams, plus area FCA huddles and more.
And Mary, I want to thank you too. With a little more practice, I think you'll get the hang of this.
Don't mention it.
Longstreet Cafe with two Gainesville locations.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
Welcome back to the Longstreet Cafe pregame show on 97.5 Glory FM.
And we're counting down to kickoff here from the Burrow Grounds at Cottrell Field in Dahlonega. Weather hopefully will be okay for the night, guys.
Yeah, Gary, could tell us a little bit more. I noticed you took your jacket off, so it must not be misting too heavy.
No, I had it on well, as long as I was standing still, kind of needed. But when I start walking around, running up down these sidelines, I'm going to get warm. It's the nature of the beast. But, you know, like I told you, it rained on us almost to the Lumpkin County line, and then it just kind of started fading away. It was a heavy mist, almost like we had last week at Stockbridge, falling for a good part of the trip. But then it quit, and hopefully I noticed as we were walking in, you can't see anything much now because it's dark, but I noticed as we were walking in, the clouds were splitting up a little bit. So maybe we're going to dodge that bullet. I told my wife, I said, it's raining out there. She said, it's only supposed to be a 20% chance. I said, well, it's 20% and all over the place out there.
The last thing I heard was 60 degrees here in Dahlonega, and temperatures should be cooling off into the 50s by the end of the game this evening. So
yeah, I'll probably put my jacket back on.
We can celebrate a victory this evening here in Dahlonega. If the Indians win, they're back at home next Friday night because the Universal Coin Flip, the GHSA, went their way with the bracket. They would play host to either Morgan County or Savannah Christian next Friday night right here on 97.5 Glory FM. So make plans to be with us coming up next Friday night.
Yep, be got to win tonight and then have that one next week. Get ready for another one. Elite Eight would sure would sound good for these seniors this year, wouldn't it?
I'm telling you, but this time of year, just about everybody's pretty good. You got 16 in each classification left playing for a state championship. So most of the people were kind of weeded out in that first round.
Yeah, exactly.
Now you got people that are playing that are pretty good.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. Well, on defense, Gary, you mentioned a minute ago, they're only giving up about 16 points a game in Lumpkin County. That's like number eight in 3A, which is pretty doggone good. Will Wood leads the team with over six tackles a game, followed by Nate Gillum, Preston Cox, and Gerald Walker with four each. I know last week we called Gerald Walker's name a good bit. Walker and Preston Cox lead the way with four and three sacks, respectfully. And, we don't mention special teams a lot. I know I mentioned Will Staples last week. He's 51 of 51 on extra points now and three of four on field goals, and two of those are as long at 37. So they've got a little secret weapon in Will if they need it.
Well, and I saw the Oconee County punter warming up prior to the game, and he was booming him. Now, of course, he did that with no pressure coming on him, but you mentioned some of the stat leads. Mason Sullins, of course, 1,849 yards, 29 touchdowns, and 10 100-yard games. He's the guy that kind of makes things go along with Faulkner as the quarterback on offense for the Indians. But let's look at a couple of these other guys on the other things. Titus Watkins, apparently, is the passing quarterback for the Warriors. He's got over 1,000 yards, 1,051 on the season with 8 touchdown passes, completes over 61% of his passes. They got another guy quarterback some too, Mac Ricks. He's averaging about 64, almost 65 yards a game on the ground with 6 touchdowns because he must be their running quarterback.
He's the runner, yep. They said he got a passer and a runner.
And also he plays defense. He's got 3 picks on defense, so he's an athlete. Caden Wood averages about 57 yards a game and 17 touchdowns on the ground. Zach Weeks on defense for the Warriors, about 10 tackles a game. Caleb Smith and Cole Johnson averages about 7. And they've got a pretty good receiver, too, guys. You may be calling his name tonight. Joe James Allgood averages over 65 yards receiving a game. So Warriors are kind of hitting their stride when you need to be hitting your stride down the stretch here.
Excuse me, Gary. Time for us to stand to our feet. Time for the national anthem. We're back in 2 minutes plus here on 97.5 Glory FM with Lumpkin County Playoff Football.
Turkey and dressing, sweet potato souffle.
Hope Bunch, the voice of Longstreet Cafe. What you doing?
Getting ready for Thanksgiving, Mary. Here at Longstreet Cafe, we offer catering and pickup for the holidays. We're also open Thanksgiving Day, serving from 10:30 to 2.
That sounds like something not to be missed.
Glad to hear it, because we'll need an extra dishwasher, and I'll put you down as good to go.
No, wait, Hope.
Longstreet Cafe, with 2 Gainesville locations.
Make sure to place your orders early.
Opportunities are often found in the most unexpected places. Hello, this is Matt Nix with Duplicating Products, your local Canon, Savin, and HP dealer. After 48 years in business, we've seen a lot of opportunities along with some pretty big challenges. Sometimes they're one and the same. If you have an opportunity for a new business partner or a current challenge in your office, turn to us at Duplicating Products. We'll do everything possible to deliver the best solution and an honest partnership. Call us at 770-532-9932. And see us online at duplicatingproducts.com.
It's flu season in North Georgia, and now is the time to take care of yourself and get your flu shot at Riverside Pharmacy. Nobody wants to be hit with the flu bug, but if you haven't had your shot yet and you've been bitten with the flu, the pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy in Gainesville can help you too. They can fill your prescription with expert care and have you up and going before you know it. And they're your headquarters for all of your over-the-counter needs. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. They're who I use for home security and cameras, and you should too. I've scouted them all, and there's no better choice. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
Dear Lord, we come to you this evening on behalf of all of our athletes, coaches, students, administrators, and fans of every school in this great area of ours. God, we ask that you would protect each one involved in our contest tonight, keeping them from injury. And it's our prayer that whatever's done tonight, whether it's coaching, playing football, playing an instrument, cheering, or simply offering encouragement, may it all be done with enthusiasm. It's something done for the Lord and not for men. May tonight's event honor and glorify our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And it's in his name we make this prayer. Amen.
Now, back to the Longstreet Cafe pregame show on 97.5 Glory FM.
And the Band of Gold performing the national anthem here from Dahlonega. Again, we're counting down to kick off our ball game this evening as Lumpkin County plays host to Oconee County. Go ahead and get ready to fear the spear. As we get ready for the captains to come out, Gary will be out there at midfield with the coin toss, and let's see what we can do to get things started, guys.
Yeah, we got to get it going early. Whether you get the ball first, Gary, or whether you have to play defense first, you need something good to happen early and go from there.
Well, and whoever scores, the other team has got to respond. This is playoff football.
Yep.
This is no time to take a day off. You know, when you watch the pros, you always want to you can forget about the regular season. Watch them in the playoffs when they start playing hard. Well, these kids, I think you got their attention now. You're still dealing with teenagers on. I would say teenage boys, because you got girls now playing on the football. We just seen over in Commerce when they lost their great kicker to a leg injury. But anyway, you got teenagers playing on a Friday night, and there's so many things on their mind, so many distractions. But by playoff, focus because it's one and done. You lose at home. This is not a double elimination tournament.
Yeah, exactly right. The captains are coming out. I'll see if I can get them for you for Oconee County.
While you're doing that, Joe, I'll go over the officials right quick. These are out of the Etowah Association.
Gotcha.
The referee tonight is going to be Jeff Tatro. Umpire is Tim Daugherty. Headlinesman is Josh Underwood. Line judge is Brian Kelly. Field judge is Ron Williams. Side judge is Gary Richardson. Jake Gregg is your back judge. On the electric clock is Clint Williams. On the play clock, it's Bill Connolly. But once again, your referee, the man in the white hat tonight, Jeff Tatro, with a long eight.
It's the Etowah Association. That's over towards where I live. I hadn't seen these teams this year. That's what, when you get to the first round of state, they start moving them around. I know a good friend of mine works out of the Lanier officials. He is down in Augusta tonight working a playoff. Number 3 and number 7 team, respectively, in their divisions. The captains are going to be number 9, Cole Smith. Number 15, Mac Ricks. Number 22, Caleb Smith. And number 82, Harrison Rue. For the good guys. And they're turned sideways, so it may take me a minute to get them. You got big number 75, Lane McColeman. You've got 22, Will Wood. 23, Preston Cox. And 34, Dakota Bennett. Those are the captains for the Lumpkin County Indians as I see them up here from on high this evening.
This is the way to stay involved when you can't play any longer.
I like the official talking to you. That's the way to stay involved when you can't play anymore. Good for him.
And number 82, Harrison Rue.
All right, here we go. And you won't have any trouble telling them apart tonight either, Joe.
That's right. All white and all purple with a gold helmet.
And the captain for your Indian, number 32, Mason Sullen.
Okay. We keep Gary on here. We're good. Waiting to hear the head referee talk to the captains. And we're waiting.
Yeah, that's, we're walking out.
We're walking out right now.
There you go, Gary.
Mason Sullins is a captain tonight in place of Dakota Bennett, so let me correct that right off the bat. Number 32, Mason Sullins.
Our electronic clock operator is Clint Williams.
Come on, man.
It's
like number 15, Matt Ricks, is probably going to be there. You generally talk to the man on the corner to call the coin toss. Ricks, 5'11", 170, is number 15.
Manner, guys, that your teammates and your coaches. I ask you all to police that so we don't have to, all right? If there is a flag down during the game, we're going to be looking to your coach for a decision. Y'all help me out with that so we can keep the game moving, okay? Anybody have questions? Points on.
Tails.
All right, let me show you. The flag is tails.
What did he say? He
calls tails.
Tails.
What did you say? He said tails. Okay, here we go.
It's in the air.
And hits, and it comes up heads.
All right, Indians win.
Y'all want to kick from the scoreboard, you coach, so they back to the scoreboard.
Okay, so they'll be kicking from the scoreboard side. And it looks like Lumpkin County wants the ball right off the bat, guys.
All right, coming up next is the kickoff of the Class AAA State Football Playoffs. We're back after this on 97.5 Glory FM.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Christmas truly is the most wonderful time of the year at Autry's Ace.
Oh, I agree. It's so fun to see faces light up when they see our brand new holiday decor and the look of relief when they find the perfect gift.
Holidays are just easier and more fun at Autry's Ace, with more decor and gifts than ever before. Plus, we do custom corporate gifts filled with the things they truly want.
We have our classic favorite, tea towels, spares your fur, Tyler candles, along with plenty of new gifts.
Stop by for some Christmas cheer. Autry's Ace Hardware, Thompson Bridge Road in Gainesville. Ho, ho, ho! Ho, ho.
Celebrating 25 years of broadcasting the excitement of local high school football, 97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ presents Friday Night Football in North Georgia. Tonight's game is brought to you by Conditioned Air System, NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine, Duplicating Products, Riverside Pharmacy, EMC Security, Siphon Logistics, and by Autry's Ace Hardware. It's time for the kickoff of Friday Night Football in North Georgia on 97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ.
And with a play-by-play story, here's Joe Gailey.
Bo Boykin kicks it, and it lands at the 30 out of bounds. So the Indians will take over. Nolan Matthews was back deep, but nowhere near where the ball landed, and it will be first and 10 at the 35 for the Indians. I say 35, maybe it's the 30, but they'll...
It's 35.
Are they going to make them kick it again?
They're
going to make it. They're going to back them up 10 or 5 and make them kick it again. So Bo Boykin will do the kicking for the Warriors. And Nolan Matthews, back deep, he stands. It comes up to about his 12 now. Boykin will place it down right in the middle of the field at the 35. They'll be kicking from the left to the right. To start the game off tonight, you'll have Cal Faulkner, Mason Sullins are your quarterback and running back. Receivers are Nolan Matthews, Walker Scott, Harper Davenport, and Luke Evans. I'll go over the line of scrimmage in just a moment. Referee toots the whistle. Boykin says he's ready. And he approaches the football, and here it is. Up and deep, coming down, and it will come down at the 10. One of the other up guys got it, comes up to the 20. The 25 found a hold of the 30 and down to the 31.
Will Wood returns
it out, got it, caught it over his shoulder about the 10 and turned it over and got it back out to the 31. Nice job by Will Wood as number six, Will Wood, or Nolan Matthews, just came charging right up the middle when he saw the ball wasn't right at him and let Wood bring it out and brought it out 21 yards for a nice job there. You got Brookshire, Garmany, Reese, McColeman, and Souls are your linemen for the Indians. They got four wideouts, three on the near side. Ball right in the middle of the field at the 31. Faulkner stands up, looks over to this side. Sullins in the eye right behind him. Birch, McDonald, Garrett are the three down linemen for Oconee County. They're going to hand off. No, he's coming this way. It's Faulkner. Faulkner's being chased. He's going to get back to the line of scrimmage. That's it. And running to a couple of guys on the good guy side, on the purple side, out to about the 32. They have pressure on the corner right off, Gary, right there.
It's by Zach Weeks.
Zach Weeks pushes him out. And they'll be second down and 9. Ball is at the 32-yard line. Two guys out wide on the far side. One guy on the near side. One guy in a slot. Faulkner looking to pass. Got a man open at the 45. That's Davenport to the 50. 45, 40, 35, 30. Cuts inside. Brought down from behind at the 23-yard line. Cal Faulkner.
Gain on the play is all the way down to the Warrior 23.
All the way down to the Oconee County 23. Make it 27-19, 46 yards.
Luke Evans, the receiver, the 5 and the 2 was close together. Luke caught that one wide open at around the 45 of Lumpkin and sprinted all the way down to the 23-yard line of Oconee County.
Fletcher Murray saving the touchdown right there for the Warriors.
Just underway here in the first quarter. Faking, going to pass, complete over here to Evans on this side. He got drilled, Gary, right there at the 22-yard line. Yep, that came up there. That looked to be number 82 or 22. It might have been Harrison Rue.
I think it's 22. And he did a yeoman's job of even catching that ball, Joey.
Yeah.
It was out way out in front of him, so he reached up with both hands and snatched it, pulled it down.
Second down, 8 yards to go. Ball is at the 21-yard line. of Oconee County. 1, 2, 3 guys out wide to the far side, including A.J. Scott. I'm going to hand off to Sullings this time. Sullings got 5, 6, 7, 8. Down to the 10 inside, down to about the 7 or 8.
Mason Sullings.
That was just a yard pickup.
Yep, Sullings down to about the 7 yard line, and it'll be a first down and goal for the Indians.
I tell you, like I said, that was a power run by Sullings. He was bouncing off people and just kept moving forward.
Good hold behind Garmany and Reese right there. Here's real quick going in a hurry. Throw it on the touchdown, Indians! They went in a hurry that time and got it right down there to number 4, Walker Scott. Touchdown, Indians. 7, they went in a hurry, Michael and Gary. Basically, Cal straightened up, moved over to his right a couple of steps, and wide open was Walker Scott.
7 yards officially for the touchdown score. Just straightened up, threw it up quick. Everybody was caught flat-footed.
Will Staples to attempt his 52nd. Snap hold is good. The kick is up there high, and it is good. Indians lead it 7-0 with 10:27 in the quarter.
It's a 69-yard, 5-play scoring drive. We're back at the kickoff after this one-minute timeout. Live in Dahlonega here on 97.5 Glory FM.
The gas man at Mills Fuel Service is ready to take care of all of your propane gas needs. You can heat your water, dry your clothes, and cook your meals with clean, economical, dependable propane gas from Mills Fuel Service. Call 770-887-5235, 770-887-5235. And they have two great locations to serve you. They're in Cumming and in Dahlonega at Mills Fuel Service.
Stringer Insurance congratulates the Lumpkin County football team for their historic season. Stringer Insurance offers a wide range of auto, personal, and business insurance services and plans. If you are unsure of your coverage needs, don't worry. They offer free consultation. They have two convenient locations to serve you in Dahlonega and Gainesville. Go to their website, stringerinsuranceagency.com. Providing dependable personal insurance since 1931, Stringer Insurance says, go Indians.
And Lumpkin County made a statement on that opening drive.
Oh, and it'll be a touchback as Jose Nieto kicked it back, and the receiver back there looked like number 10. Hudson Stevens let it go off his fingertips at the 2, and it rolled into the end zone. And it'll be a touchback, and it'll come out to the 20. So Oconee County will start right there, first down and 10 for Oconee County. You'll have either Titus Watkins or Mac Ricks at the quarterback. They'll swap off. Wade Green at a fullback. Caden Wood at a tailback position. A couple of wideouts. Holland, Rue, Hall, or Little will be the running back positions. In the backfield, in the shotgun, you have number 14, Titus Watkins, is the quarterback. Running back with go in motion. That is number 1, Sam Elvington. He goes off the far side, throws it late, incomplete. Lots of pressure from the far side. Lumpkin County had 3 guys on him automatically. It looked like Bennett, maybe Preston Cox, Gerald Walker, and an intended receiver was Harrison Rue. Incomplete, well short of the intended receiver.
Joe, during the interview in our pregame show, Coach Webb was talking about they want to go deep on the Indians with their passing game.
They tried, and he was open right there, but I think the pressure got a hold of Watkins right there. 2 guys, 1 out wide to this side. Now the guy on the far side comes back to this side. Defense is adjusting. Grealick, Cochran, Bennett, the 3 down linemen. They've got a couple of backers that are cheating up, Walker and Gillen. They're going to go to the running back. He's going to get, oh, he's got 5, 10, 15, brought down at about the 32 or 33-yard line. A huge hole behind Broadnax and Nelson that time, the offensive lineman for Oconee County, and he got up to the 38, the 1st and 10 for the Indians.
Yeah, pick up of 18 for Oconee County.
Warriors and the Indians, so we got 2 different style of Indians out there tonight, the Warriors and the Indians. Indians are the good guys, all in purple with their gold helmets. The Warriors all in white with the white helmets. Blue numbers on theirs. White with the old goal numbers for the Indians. I'm going to hand off on the far side. Elvington's got a hole. He's going to get out, and he finally gets tripped up around a 42 or 43-yard line. He's going to get about 6 on the first down. Looks like he might have been brought down by Will Wood on the far side. He's going to have 6. So it'll be 2nd down and 4. Elvington, number 1, is the running back that I'm spotting right now down there. He wasn't on my list to start with, but that's okay too. Now you've got Caden Wood on one side of Watkins. The other guy moves up in front, going to hand off to the other guy. He's going to run across the 50 down to the 35 of the Indians. That was Caden Wood that time, and he got the handoff and hit right behind big Austin Mercer and Marquise Lester. You know, I heard the pregame interview with Coach Webb there, Mike, and he said that the guys for Lumpkin, they may be young, but they were big old boys.
Well, the thing about Oconee County with Coach Ben Hall from his days at Flying Branch of Jefferson, he likes running the football, Joe.
Yep, he likes to run it. First down and 10 now. Ball's at 35, 8:53 in the first quarter. Indians lead it 7-0. The snap. Watkins hands off to the running back. He's only going to get one, maybe, that time.
Caden Wood on the carry.
Well, Joe, they guess right that time. Did you see they loaded up the line?
Yep, loaded up on it. Trying to go up the middle again. That was Wood, I believe, again, the running back, and he only got about a yard. Second nine. Ball's on the 34. Play clock is in works tonight, thank goodness. Helps out the officials and us. 24-23 on the play clock. Plenty of time. Wide out on this side is number five, James Holland. Now they split the guys, put one in the blocking back or slot position. Going to hand off to Elvington. Elvington takes it up the middle, gets about four more. It'll be second down and five. Third down and five, excuse me.
Bingo.
That's kind of a big get down right here now.
Yep.
Early on.
They're down at the 30. The Indians, you know, after this drive, they come over here and draw something up in the dirt to see what they do defensively after this.
Well, it's four down territory, buddy.
James Holland out wide and near side. Ball on the far hash mark. Snap to Watkins. Stands up for a second. Gets his play. Now goes back in.
They still got the line loaded up. This is a run prevent.
Snap to Watkins. Hand off to man. He goes in the middle. They're going to be short. About 2 yards short. A big hand. You might hear the background noise of the fans from Lumpkin County who have packed out the house tonight for this second round matchup.
Boy, at the bottom of that pile was A.J. Scott, I think. Scott just led a purple wall that time, and it was a design to stop the run, and stop it they did. So now you got fourth down.
Fourth down in about three, it looks like.
It's solid. It's a solid three, yeah.
Ball's at the 28. They've got to get to the 25. Pilot on the far side. The crowd comes up with their cowbells. Watkins, the quarterback, makes one man move. He's going to look to throw. He rolls out, got a flag. He's going to be knocked down short. Tackle from behind by number 20 in there.
Let's see if it's a dead ball foul, and they got to take the penalty. I mean, obviously you decline it if you have that option because that was a fourth down play.
If it's on Oconee County, I think the active play, they'll decline it.
It because it's on Oconee. Yeah, it was an illegal shift on Oconee. So if they'll go over on downs and the ball will be placed where they tackle him at the 28-yard line, first and 10, Indians.
I'm a little surprised they didn't at least try to draw them off sides, Joe.
Yep.
But they went right up and went right at them.
They did.
Indians leading 7-0 here in the first quarter from Dahlonega right here on 97.5 Glory FM.
6:44 and a quarter. Indians with the ball for the second time. Going to hand off to Sullins. Sullins trying to find a hole. Got about two, maybe three, up to the 31. Danced around behind Brookshire and Garmany that time. Picked up three. It'll be second down, 7 yards to go. You've got Nolan Matthews split out wide to this side. You've got A.J. Scott on the near side. You've got Harper Davenport, I believe, by himself on the other side. Going to come to this side is Faulkner. Now he turns and goes the other way. Now he's stuck in the middle and has to have to take a knee and falls right there at the 24-yard line. Three guys from Oconee County came up and basically had him corralled, Gary.
And nobody touched him, but he lost his balance and just fell down, took a knee. But that was probably wise because he was about to get smacked if he hadn't have done that. And he would have lost the down anyway.
Yep, third down now, about 13 yards to go. Four wideouts. Faulkner back to pass. Got a little protection. Now he has to roll out. He had to throw it late, complete, but only down to about the 28-yard line, the original line of scrimmage. Who was that? Number 32, Sullins, caught it.
Yeah, and
back to the original line of scrimmage.
It was weak outside linebacker, the sophomore, 6'3", 205.
And he made two tackles on that drive there for the Indians, which stalls at the 28.
All right, Cal Faulkner will have to punt it. He stands at his own 13. We'll kick it from about the 16. Oconee kind of faking like they're going to come up. They bring one man, but not going to get Cal Faulkner. Real good punt He'll be back, driving back to the 24. He almost slips. He comes back and comes back to the 31 or 32 is where he'll come back to. The number James Holland was a return man.
Yeah, he's met by Nate Gilliland right there.
Here go the 48-yard punt.
Punt coverage team.
Yep, 48-yard punt, Mike says. And they'll bring it down. It'll be first down for the Warriors at their own 31-yard line. 5 minutes, 3 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. Indians lead it 7-0. Second possession for the Warriors. Indians scored on their first one. They've got them spread out all the way across there. No really guy deep. Watkins in at quarterback. Watkins going to trail and get off to that running back. Running back's only going to get about two, maybe three. Right in the middle up to about the 34, so give him about three. It'll be second down and seven. Gerald Walker, we called his name a lot last week. Walker, another tackle for the Indians.
Second and seven for the Warriors.
Second down, seven for the Warriors. You've got James Holland split out wide to this side. You got Harrison Rue in the game. Hall and Little out to the far side. Indians back close up. They give up. Oh, and the running back got hit in the backfield and got knocked down. The ball came out.
He was down.
I think they said he was down, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it was number 23, all 6'4" of him, the senior outside linebacker who grabbed him first.
Yep. Caden Wood was the ball carrier right there, and he got drilled. And no gain on that. Still third down and seven.
Joe, they're jumping around the defense. They started out with almost seven men on the line that time. And then jumped into a five at the last minute. They know that Oconee County is run heavy, and they are designing to stop the run right now. And so far, they've been pretty lucky.
And you got a stunt, too.
Watkins looking back. Looking now, we got a flag coming in from the side. Let's see what we've got. The side official had a flag.
They stopped the play.
Let's see. Illegal procedure on the Warriors. It'll back them up five. It'll make it third and 12 now with a penalty. First penalty.
Well, we saw him drop back to pass that time.
Yep. And Watkins is a left-hander, if I'm seeing that correct down there. Rolls out to his left and tries to throw with the left hand. We'll get it right here in a second. Watkins is the quarterback. He's got Wood back there with him. Three wideouts. One on the near side. Ball's on the near hash mark. Right on the 29-yard line is where it's spotted at. They throw it over the middle, complete right there at the 40. He gets away to the 45, tripped up. He gets the first down. That's number 82, Harrison Rue, with the first down.
That was Cal Faulkner back there playing a little defense.
Yeah, Cal plays a little defensive back. Made a big interception or two this year. He made a big one to end the game in White County. Yes, sir. First down now. Ball's at the 47-yard line of Oconee County.
Well, that was a pretty good pass play right there. It came at an opportune time for the Warriors.
And flip-flop size the other side. You got Hall and Rue both went to the other side. They're going to hand off to number three, Wood. Wood goes one way, comes back the other, goes across midfield, and falls at the Lumpkin 47, 48-yard line.
Had him bottled up pretty good, and he cut it back up there. Connor Grelick, 5'11", 215-pound junior defensive end, was there to meet him, but it not a bad game that time for Oconee County.
Well, he went back, and then he cut back against the grain. He got closed up in a hurry going the other direction. Good job. Good read by Caden Wood that time to get the yardage. So second down, five. Ball on the 48-yard line of Lumpkin County, 2:26 in the quarter. Watkins looking. Throws a little dump over the middle. Incomplete. Got tipped at the line of scrimmage, and number 22 for the Indians, Will Wood, was pretty close but could not make the interception.
Looked a little behind him, Joe, and we got another lefty quarterback here tonight.
Yep, another one. I thought Watkins looked like he was left-handed on that first pass over there earlier.
And he knows he keeps going over the middle, Joe.
Yep.
It's third and five.
Another big, big third down for the both teams right here.
Third and five now for the Warriors. Three wideouts. Ball's in the middle of the field on the logo. Watkins has it. Looks to throw. Steps up. Trying to run. Trips over a guy. They got to knock him down. Short of the first down. It'll be fourth down.
Watkins, the ball carrier.
Looks for him to go for it again, buddy.
Watkins had it, and he got it to the 46. He's going to be fourth and three now. They are bringing the punter back out there. Looks like Bryce Queen. Yeah, Bryce Queen's going to come out. Let's see if they go for it. Punt it or whatever they're going to do here. Let's see.
Nate Gilliland stopped him.
Yep.
Almost, call it three and a half yards shy of the first down.
They're going to try to go for field position now.
Yeah, well, and nobody, Lumpkin County's back, so they're just going to let him punt it, and hopefully it'll go in the end zone or whatever. Hits at the, oh, the guy hit it, and he went, and he throws it back out. It's going to be back out at the, where's he rolling to? Back out at the 9. That's where it was first touched by the Indians, so it'll be, ball will be down at the 9. The Warriors downed it right there.
Coverage that time.
Yep, yep. He caught it as it took the first bounce right there, came right up, hit him.
Threw it behind him to a man waiting right there.
And it will be the third possession, and the Indians will have it first and 10 at their own 9-yard line. We are under 2 minutes. 1:32 is going by in a hurry as they keep running the football, Michael.
About to say, Joe, when you run the football that much,
yep,
clock keeps moving.
Four wideouts, now three on the near side. Hand off to Sullins. Sullins, 5 to the 15, to the 20, got a first down. Mason for an 11, almost 12-yard pickup for the big first down for the Indians.
Again, Weeks the tackle for the Warriors.
Yeah, another tackle by Weeks.
Zach, I think you read earlier, Weeks leads them in tackling this year for Oconee County. He's one of the leaders. First and 10 at the 21 now for the Indians. Three wideouts near side. Hand off to Sullins again. Goes behind those guys, gets about two or three. That time went behind Reese and McColeman and gets maybe three up to about the 24.
Yeah. Weeks is the leading tackler on the team, guys. Right around 10 a game.
Second down, we'll call it 8. They got to get to the 30-and-a-half-yard line.
What's play action, Joe?
This time, Cal's going to come this way. Kip it across the 30. He's running. He got tackled from behind, and he gets the first down to the 34-yard line.
There's that RPO, they call it, Joe.
Yeah, he just took off and came inside that block between Matthews and Scott there on the corner, Gary, and was able to turn it up and get about 5 or 6 yards for a first down.
Yeah, Fletcher Murray at 6'0", 175, hit him low, and Weeks hit him high. But Cal popped up. It's good to see.
Hopped right up. He's squatting down, getting his breath right now, I see, down there at the 30 or 28-yard line. He's up.
I blame him.
I don't blame him one bit. Four wideouts, three on the far side this time. His ball's on the near hash mark. Hand off to Sullins. Sullins met at the line of scrimmage. Drives across the 35, out to about the 39.
Hard power running.
Six, about a 5-yard gain. Based on where they're spotting. About the 37, 38 and a half.
Judah Birch behind, dragging him down, and that's going to end the quarter right there.
Yep, end the quarter right there. 7-0 Indians.
And we're back in 1 minute with quarter number two of the Class AAA State Playoffs on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hi, I'm Brooke with Conditioned Air Systems. Georgia temperatures change like the score in a close game. Let us help you be prepared for any season. This fall, install a new Trane XV18 True Comfort Variable Speed Air Conditioner and receive a free Halo LED Induct Air Purifier. Give us a call at 1-800-AC-REPAIR or visit us online at conditionedairsystems.com. Comfort you can feel, quality you can trust.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
It's Lumpkin County 7, Oconee County nothing here on 97.5 Glory FM. Joe, a big shout-out to our PA announcer here. Jim Stewart is also the voice of the University of North Georgia, missing the Nighthawk Classic to be here tonight.
Yeah, I talked with Jim just to introduce myself to him when he came in tonight. We chatted for a few minutes. Second down. Now the Lumpkin County Indians going from left to right now. Hand off to Sullins. Sullins picking his hole, trying to get across out there to the first down. He's about going to be 2 yards short of it, out to about the 42-yard line is where he's brought down. He picks up about 2.5, maybe 3. Let's see where they spot it at. Ball's going to be on the 41, so we only give him 2. He's going to be 3rd down and 3, Gary.
If Mason has a really good game tonight, guys, he could go over 2,000 yards rushing for the season.
He's over 2,000 when you count the all-purpose yards.
Oh, yeah,
150 return, and well, he's got over 18, over 20 now on receiving. Three wideouts, two on the far side. Faulkner takes it, hands off to Sullins. Sullins trying to pick his hole. Nothing going on. Is Oconee County going to lop it up right there? He only got about a yard, maybe a yard and a half. It'll be 4th down and short.
Joe, think about Sullins. He's almost like Marcus Keller or Georgia State. He's the only running back they've got, and he gets the ball every time running.
Yep.
But he doesn't mind that.
No.
Tyler Garrett at the bottom of the pile for the Warriors, a junior, 5'10", 190 for Garrett. But it's fourth and very short. Let's see here.
That's fourth and about a yard, it looks like, Gary.
Yep. So what do you do? Do you go a hard count, try to get them to jump, and then if it doesn't work, call a timeout? Or do you just go for it? Let's see. They're lined up like they're going to go for it.
It's 10 on the play clock, so they got to hurry whatever they do. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. Timeout right there. Yep, timeout. Lumpkin County. No. Timeout, Oconee County took it. Oconee County.
We'll take it when we're back in 30 seconds with Delonica here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Change can be bad or change can be good. Hello, this is Matt Nix with Duplicating Products, your local Canon, Savin, and HP dealer. In serving Northeast Georgia for more than 48 years, we've learned that while change is inevitable, it also brings opportunity. Just look at the bad changes of the pandemic that helped lead to improved technology and innovation. Let Duplicating Products help you find the opportunity in the changes that may affect your business. Give us a call at 770-532-9932 and see us online at duplicatingproducts.com.
Well, I think now after that timeout, you know what Lumpkin County is going to do. Of course, the quarterback's also the punter.
Right. Well, and I think that Coach Hall might have been worried that Lumpkin was going to get it off with like 1 or 2 seconds and get a quick slant up the middle there, a quick run. Faulkner's up there in the quarterback. Sullins is still in the game. They're fourth and short, maybe a yard.
They line it up like they're going to go for it.
At the 44-yard line.
They got the lead. Why not?
Oh, I'm thinking
Lumpkin jump first.
Yep. It looked like the far side jumped right there. Ain't looking procedure on the Indians.
Now you punt.
Yep, you got to now. And two guys moved on the far side over there early. I think they were hoping.
Got a score, baby.
When you do that after a timeout, I'm just thinking they're probably going to get chewed on a little bit when they come to the sidelines.
Yep. Score timeout, Matt?
Yeah, the Wall Street Cafe pregame show, 7-7, Norcross and Buford in the first quarter.
How about that? Fourth down. James Holland. And about six. Faulkner and Holland back deep. Faulkner to kick. Stands at his own 24. We'll kick it about the 27. High. Pretty good kick. Holland calling for it, but it's going to bounce out around the 25 is where it bounced out. See how far he comes up. The official stops at the 20. Quit walking. All the way up to the 25, I think. Maybe 26. Quit walking, mister. He came all the way from the 19 to the 26 before he stopped. Well, so it'll be first and 10 for the Warriors.
It'll be about 36-yarder then, Joe. No return.
Well, Lumpkin County has seen his officials before, at least that association, Joe. Because of Gilmer and Pickens.
Yep, they have. All right, so the Warriors have it again. They are down at their own 26-yard line this time. First and 10. They're going right to left. Watkins in the backfield. Move a guy up. So an empty set back there with him. Watkins looking to run. He's going to go the other side. Now, that's a running quarterback. That's 15, Mac Ricks. Ricks is going to be fumble coming out. The ball came out. Let's see. Indians say they have it, and they do. I think. Let's hang on a second. Nope. They're saying he was down.
Oh, wow.
Replay time.
Wow. Now, Trent Mobley came up with it in his hand, but they're going to say he was down at the 33. It'll be second in about three now. Four. The Warriors.
At other levels of football, that one would have been reviewed.
Yep, Mac Ricks is your quarterback now, number 15. Ricks, no, back in. They trained again. It's Watkins again. They hand off to the running back, Wood, I believe. And Wood's going to be close to the first down. Let's see. They unpile him down there, and that was, Wood, they had it. Balls out to the 37. It'll be a first down for the Warriors.
Well, Wood's young at 5'11 and 184. He's just a sophomore, but he's been toting the mail pretty good for the Warriors right now.
First down, ball at the 37-yard line. 9:28 here in the second quarter. Indians lead it by a touchdown. Watkins hands off to Wood. Wood gets about two. He got tripped up at the line. Fell forward to about the 39. Give him two.
He's brought down on the play by number 22, Will Wood.
37, going 38 and a half is where they're going to put it at. So he's going to be second down and a long eight to get the first down. Indians play in a, they start in a 3-4, and they come up in like almost like a 5-2 because they know they're going to play the run.
They had a an 8-3 at one time.
Watkins in with two running backs. Now they split off. One in a slot, one behind him. Watkins takes it, looking to pass right over the middle. Throws it incomplete as it's tipped on the far side by Harper. Davenport in and went out of bounds. It'll bring up third down.
I think that was a busted pattern, Joe.
Yeah, look, it was a goal route by the receiver. He just took off down the sideline that time. That looked to be number 5, Holland, and he just threw it behind him, way behind him.
Way behind, yeah. Like 20 yards.
That's your cue.
8:37 in the quarter. The announcer Jim Stewart asking the crowd to come to life. They're clapping their hands and rattling those cowbells, ladies and gentlemen. Third down, long 8. Two backs. Now they split off again. One wide out the far side. That's Holland. He jogs in towards this side. Now he goes out. Rolls out to this side. There's Watkins. The guy's coming. Watkins. Oh, he caught it. And the man ran by him. He's at the 30, the 20. Cal Faulkner's got to knock him down. He falls down himself at the 13.
He's trying to put a move on Faulkner, and he juked himself and fell down. Nobody was around him when he fell.
Wow, the defensive guy on the far side over there, not sure who it was for Lumpkin, was coming up to play the ball, and the ball, he just barely missed it. And Harrison, James Holland caught it and made a long run all the way down to the 13-yard line of Lumpkin County.
Well, when you play that run all the time like that, you're vulnerable if they ever get that pass, and they did that time.
Yep.
Faulkner was the only man.
Faulkner comes out of the game now.
But Cal wasn't around him when he fell down.
Empty set, three wideouts near side. Watkins going to run it himself. No, that's the runner this time, Ricks. Ricks goes in, and he didn't get maybe two out of it. It'll be a second down at about the 11.
It shows top of the hour. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're tuned to Lumpkin County Playoff Football.
97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
Warriors knocking on the door here, trying to tie the game. Lumpkin on top, 7-0.
Second and 8, empty set for the Warriors. Ricks back there. Ricks across the 10 down to about the 7 before he's knocked down. 7 or 8 yard line to give him about maybe 4. It'll be third down. They can get a first down to the 4, it looks like.
He's not a real big guy, gentlemen. He's about 175 pounds, but when he lines up in that empty backfield, he's got a running start and uses that momentum to carry him forward. 5'11", 175 is what he's listed at. But when he's in there, you could just about bet they're going to run the ball, and sometimes you just about bet it's going to be him running the ball.
Yeah, he gets about a 3 or 4 yard head start running the ball. It's third down and 5 now. Wide out, ball's on the far hash mark. Splitting the backs, one guy behind him now. That's going to be Watkins. Watkins hands off. Right, that guy's going to get down inside to 3. He gets the first down. It'll be first and goal. I believe that was Caden Wood that towed it at that time.
3.
Yep, Caden Wood got it down inside to right at the 3 is where they're going to say it'll be first down and goal at the 3.
They put it on the extra point stripe.
Yep, right in the middle of the field. That's where he fell down.
He's got 4 tries to make a touchdown.
Yep, first and goal.
Holland splits out far to the right side as you're looking down at the field. Eye formation, one guy behind him, hand off to Wood again. Wood's going to stretch out and has the touchdown.
Joe, they start out in a full house and they switch to that pistol formation. And Wood gets a little bit of a running start out of that. And that time he got tripped up at about the 2, but he fell forward. And before his knee hit, the ball had broken the plane.
7-6 now, Oconee with their first score of the night at 6:21 of the second quarter. The extra point man for them is Bo Boykin. Number 15 is the holder, Mac Ricks. Snap, hold, the kick is up, and it looks like it is good. And it makes it 7-7.
Tie ball game, back in 1 minute, live in Delania. You're tuned to Lumpkin County Playoff Football on 97.5 Glory FM.
It's flu season in North Georgia, and now is the time to take care of yourself and get your flu shot at Riverside Pharmacy. Nobody wants to be hit with the flu bug, but if you haven't had your shot yet and you've been bitten with the flu, the pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy in Gainesville can help you too. They can fill your prescription with expert care and have you up and going before you know it. And they're your headquarters for all of your over-the-counter needs. Riverside Pharmacy across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships.
And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. They're who I use for home security and cameras, and you should too. I've scouted them all, and there's no better choice. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
Short kickoff came down. AJ Scott caught it around the 25, made it back out to the 31. Real short kick. AJ caught it on the hop and brought it out to the 31, and that's where the Indians will start. On the FCA scoreboard update, Mike, you got Gainesville over Blessed Trinity 13-0. Commerce over Dade County 7-0. Grayson over North Paulding 13-0. North Oconee on top of Cedartown 7-0.
At the end of one quarter now, 14-7.
Johnson, one of the starting linebackers on the kick coverage team, made the stop, and Johnson's still in there.
First down, ball's at the 31. Going to hand off. No, he's throwing it out to this side. Complete. Out there to number five. He caught it. Luke Evans had to go way up in the air. Got the first down at the 47-yard line.
Boy, he did a split in the air before Fletcher Murray, one of the safeties, the junior for the Warriors, 175-pounder, 6 feet. He grabbed him around. It almost looked like a wrestling takedown, guys. He grabbed him around a single leg and took him down right there. But that was a great catch.
Great catch by Luke Evans. First down at the 47 now of the Lumpkin County Indians. 5:50 left here in the first half. Has it. Faulkner throws it far side, looking for a screen. Got a little block at the 50. That's going to be number five, Evans again. He's going to be out to the 49 is what the side judges have it spotted out. So give him about four. It'll be second down and six.
Weeks again on the initial hit. Held him up for the rest of the white-shirted Warriors to get there. Oconee County all in white. All in purple are the Lumpkin County Indians.
Three guys on this side wide out. Ball's on the far hash mark. One wide out on the far side. They stop for a second, look over to the coach, Coach Heath Webb, to get their sign. Mason Sullins to the right of his quarterback, Cal Faulkner. He'll get the, no, Faulkner's going to run it. Run it, cuts it upside to 45, close to the first down at the 42.
Pretty good fake by Cal that time. Caleb Smith, one of the outside linebackers.
Give him the first down. Ball will be spotted right inside the 43. First down Indians.
Smith grabbed him around the, right around the shoe tops, guys, and tripped him, and Cal fell forward for another 3 yards to get the first down.
Raven County up on top of Whitefield, 14-0. They come again to come this side. Sullins at the 40 got tripped up right there, rolled over to about the 37-and-a-half-yard line. Mark it to 38, gave him five, and a second down and five. Good run by Mason Sullins. Came off this side behind McColeman Souls and a tight end, Walker Scott, that time.
Yeah, he did a good job of using his line, his blocking, picking his way down that line, finally turning the corner.
Walker Scott split out wide. Davenport on this side, it looks like. Luke Evans out to the one. Mason again. Mason across the 35, down to about the 33. 34. They'll be short by about a yard. Third and one for the Indians. That's some big old boys pushing on both sides of the line down there, don't they, Gary?
Pretty hard hitting ball game right here. Of course,
yes,
you expect that in the second round of the playoffs.
Third and short, maybe a yard. Got to get to the 33. Balls look like it's on the 34. Nose of the football. Three wideouts, two on the far side. Ball's on the near hash mark near us. Faulkner straightens up along with Sullins. Looks over to the plus this side. 13, 12, 11, 10 on the play clock. There's the snap. Fake. Faulkner takes it himself. First down, 25. Dodges a man, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Indians!
Got a little bit of a block there in the middle of the field, didn't he?
Did. Nice block right there in the middle. One of his receivers came up there and he did a juke about the 15, cut out towards the outside and left one of their backers over there kind of by himself, isolated. He couldn't catch up with Cal, outraced him for the touchdown.
Might have been Evans with that block. The guy turned his back, but Luke had already started his block.
Harper Davenport will hold it for the extra point for Will Staples. Snap by A.J. Scott. Oh, it's long over his head. And Davenport will have to fall on it. He does. Oh, they pick it up, and they're going to run the other way, but it's a dead ball.
Bingo. It's over.
Oh, man.
13-7. Indians on top. We're back in 1 minute from Dahlonega. Here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
We've seen many trends come and go over the years.
The usually tried and true is the best.
And that means Steel from Autry's Ace this Christmas.
Steel produces the number one selling chainsaw and a full line of outdoor power tools from blowers, trimmers, brush cutters, and construction tools.
You can trust Steel to get the job done.
A Steel chainsaw, trimmer, or blower is the perfect gift to give or to keep.
Come by and see our full tried and true line of Steel products today at Autry's Ace Hardware, Thompson Bridge Road in Gainesville.
Indians kicking off now, leading by six.
Jose Nieto, number 49, in to do the kicking, the right footer. Tommy Slather right there, high end-over-end kick. It'll come down to the short guy at the 9, to the 10, 15, 20. Head on right at the 23-yard line, brought down number 12, Mac Little.
That was Andrew Ross, senior on the kick coverage team. Broke down, made a great tackle. That's the way you draw it up right there, guys. So you just hope that this doesn't come back to haunt you.
Yeah.
I always wonder about those.
Don't worry about you, buddy.
Points. Nobody misses extra points these days except when they do. And nobody talks about extra points
first
except
down,
when they miss it.
First down and 10 at the 25. Warriors have the football. Watkins in the left-hander. One wide out. Two backs, and they'll split off. One comes up as a blocking back, and one goes behind him. Hands off to Wood. Wood takes it right up the middle. Wood is going to get about three, maybe four out to the 29. It'll be second down and six for the Warriors.
Nate Gilliland did on the stunt, came through and snatched him at about the knee and started him falling down, and then the rest of the Indians piled on top and held him to about four.
Comes up again, the Warriors, the wideout's on the near side this time. He's standing about the 24-yard line. He's going to hand off again to Wood. Wood's going to keep falling, falls across a couple of bodies out to the 32-yard line. Timeout called by Coach Heath Webb. He's sprinting down to get the timeout for the Indians.
We'll take it with a score of 13-7 Indians. We're back in 30 seconds here on 97.5 Glory FM.
The Gas Man at Mills Fuel Service is ready to take care of all of your propane gas needs. You can heat your water, dry your clothes, and cook your meals with clean, economical, dependable propane gas from Mills Fuel Service. Call 770-887-5235. 770-887-5235. And they have two great locations to serve you. They're in Cumming and in Dahlonega at Mills Fuel Service.
Our decision time here for Coach Heath Webb.
No, I think Gary just mentioned it when we were away on the break there that Coach Webb might be wanting the ball back right here. If they can hold them on third and three, get the ball back, make them punt it, and then maybe try to score here late.
Yeah, still got two timeouts left.
Yep. FCA scoreboard, Commerce up 14-0 on Dade County now. Jefferson up 7-0 on the Hiram Hornets. Third down, three. Running quarterback Mac Ricks in the game now. Four wideouts. Ricks sends the back beside him up to kind of a blocking area. Ricks back. Looks like he's going to run. He does. He's got the first down across the 40 and down to about the 42. So it'll be a stop the clock with 2:36 right there. Ricks gets the first down to the 41.
Yeah, and Harper Davenport down as he broke through the line. And it was kind of funny. He put that blocking back on the right, and he went back to the left. That maybe the blocking back was a decoy right there. So you can just about bet this guy's going to run it every time he touches the ball.
You don't want them to have any momentum going into the locker room. They get the ball to start in the second half.
Ricks has it, trying to go to the other side. Oh, they're going to tackle him for a sack. Nice tackle right there, number 28. It looked like
Connor Grillick hit him low.
Yep.
And then I think 28 Gerald Walker came in and finished him off. But that was a good play that time by Lumpkin County. He might have lost half a yard.
Yeah, I thought he lost more than that, but they're going to say only a half a yard. He's back just inside the 40. It's going to be second down in about 10 and a half with 1:53 here in the quarter. Two wideouts. Watkins is your quarterback. The left-hander takes the snap, looks, hands off to Wood. Wood's going to pick his way around the far side and get two, maybe 3 yards, knocked down at the 43. So he gets about three, and it'll be a timeout. And let's see who's going to have the timeout. Is it going to? Yeah, it's going to be against Lumpkin County. Will take the timeout with 1:35 in the quarter.
Yeah, we're back in 30 seconds here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Stringer Insurance congratulates the Lumpkin County football team for their historic season. Stringer Insurance offers a wide range of auto, personal, and business insurance services and plans. If you are unsure of your coverage needs, don't worry. They offer free consultation. They have two convenient locations to serve you in Dahlonega and Gainesville. Go to their website, stringerinsuranceagency.com. Providing dependable personal insurance since 1931, Stringer Insurance says, go Indians.
Back here in Dahlonega, counting down to halftime. The Indians on top 13-7.
1:35 in the quarter, third down, and a long seven to get the first down. 13-7 Indians. Two guys on the far side, right in the middle of the field. Watkins will take the snap. Hands off to Wood. No, he keeps it himself. He got wrapped up. He's only going to get about one or two. And he comes knocked down at the 45. Timeout, Heath Webb.
He stopped at the 45.
Okay, he's going to get the ball back, but now you're out of timeout. So
yep.
You got to throw it to the sidelines or throw it to the middle and he'll run up and clock the ball. And you got 86 seconds left in the half to do it with. At that time, Oconee County put in the passing quarterback,
yep.
And everybody thought he was going to throw the ball, and that was a decoy move on their part, but it didn't work.
They came up and got maybe three on it, or maybe two. Ball's spotted at the 45. It's fourth down and about five and a half, almost six. I'm thinking they will punt it with 1:26 in the quarter. Indians lead it by six.
Well, I don't, you know, I think probably what you're going to have here is you're not going to have anybody try to rush it very much because you're not going to gamble on the fact that they open up a hole in your defense right now, and you're certainly not going to try to go for it this time because you're on your side of the 50.
Scott and Davenport back. Bryce Queen back to punt it. He stands at his own 31. Good snap. He'll kick it from the 35. High end over end. It'll come down. Faulkner takes it. I'm not talking about Davenport takes it. It's about the 24. Gets knocked down at the 25, I believe. It'll be 1:16 in the quarter, so 76 seconds. And the Indians will have it first and 10 right there with a six-point lead.
31-yard punt.
Gets it high in there. Both guys have had a good height on them tonight.
Well, that gives you kick coverage team time to get down there.
Exactly.
And the big thing is you'll save this lead going into halftime.
Exactly. You got Davenport out wide to the far side with Luke Evans. Matthews and Scott on the near side. Sullins beside his quarterback, Faulkner. Faulkner looks over to the sidelines with 20 on the play clock. Takes a long, hard look. Runs it down to about 14 before he gets back in there. Claps the hands. Takes the snap. Looking. Quick pass. And, oh, it's incomplete. Got knocked up in the air. Luckily, on the ground. And it's just going to be an incomplete pass.
Oconee County a fumble.
Well, now where they spotted it at, that's what the referees are saying. Hey,
oh, I don't know about that.
That's not right. That can't be happening. No way.
And Joe, I'll say it, buddy. I'm just keeping him saying that's out of war.
That can't be. You got five out of the six, five out of the seven talking about it. That's got to be an incomplete pass.
Absolutely. Nobody ever had possession of it at all. And the only thing it could possibly be was if they judge it a lateral, but definitely throwing the ball
they
forward.
They are giving it to them. They're giving it to
Oconee County. That's amazing.
And the Boo Birds come out, and I agree with the Boo Birds. That's
probably
a horrible
so.
Call. Wow.
It just bounced.
It hit him in his hands and bounced back, so nobody had possession of the football.
Wow. That is
something. Holy smokes, a minute nine. Warriors got a bow up right here, fellas. First down at the 16.
Got to bend your backs here, boys.
First down, ball at the 16. Watkins in at the quarterback. And ends in tight. Watkins hands off to the running back. He's going to get down inside the five on the first play and get the first down.
Wow. Now they got a chance to lead here before halftime and get the ball to start the second half.
Wow.
I'll tell you something, guys. I've got just one time. I got my white cane here. I'll be glad to wave it to you guys down there, Edouard.
Yep. The clock runs with 59. First down inside the five, barely. First and goal. Going to give off to Watkins, give it to Wood. Wood going to go across, and they're going to give him the touchdown.
Yep. 5 yards right off to the right tackle.
Well,
nothing but a gift.
I would say that, and I don't like to say it because, as Mike always says, I'm part of the fraternity, but that was not good. Replay would have overturned that one, I do believe, if we had it. Wow, 13 all right now. 45 seconds remaining in the half.
All right, now you got to block this extra point.
There's a snap, the hole, the kick is up. They got flags coming in. Illegal procedure. It'll back it up for him anyway.
Do it.
If that's a makeup call, it's a little late.
Yeah, well, and it's not a good one either. Unless he called it on a guy for moving a little early. I just think that's a little weird.
I didn't see anything that happened there.
Yeah.
Well, you know good and well, this is going to be turned into some association and say, look at what happened here to us.
It'll go to the GHSA to
Mr. Hines down at the main office in Thomaston.
Turns into a 25-yard extra point is what it turns into.
All right, now block that kick, Indians.
Boykin will attempt the left footer. The holder is Mack Ricks. The kick is up, and it's going to be plenty high enough, and it is good. 14-13 with 45 seconds left. Warriors lead it.
All right, we're back on this. We'll be a timeout here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hi, I'm Brooke with Conditioned Air Systems. Family owned and operated for over 35 years, we offer the best service in North Georgia for heating, air, and plumbing. This fall, install a new Trane XV18 True Comfort Variable Speed Air Conditioner and receive a free Halo LED Induct Air Purifier. Give us a call at 1-800-AC-REPAIR or visit us online at conditionedairsystems.com. Comfort you can feel, quality you can trust.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
I mentioned about protecting the lead. Now the Indians trail by one.
Boykin approaches the ball high, end over end. Pop-up kick will come down short at the 14-20. That's Mason Sullins, 25, and he's tackled by, Sullins still running across the 30, push back. He was hit hard at the 33 and pushed back, but he pops right up.
Will Wood on the return for the Indians.
Will Wood, excuse me, was the return man. I thought it was big running back 32 Sullins, but Will Wood towed it out one and had got it out of the pack there, Gary, around the 30 and got it out to the 33.
Yeah, I think it was Caden Wood who finally dumped him on the kick coverage team. Had some speed on that kick coverage team because they didn't want Lumpkin to break a long one here.
No one watched the Warriors go after him.
First down. Ball is only 33. 1, 2, 3, 4 wideouts. Sullins, the running back, to the right of his quarterback, Cal Faulkner. Faulkner hands off to Mason. Mason finds a little hole to the 40, into the right at the 40, maybe the 41. It'll be second down and about 2. Ball's running at 23 seconds. They might be happy to let it run out.
After what happened, I think they're a little gun-shy about putting it up again, guys.
Yeah, really.
Go deep one more time to Evans.
14. 13-12. Give to Sullins. Sullins across the 45 down to about the 47. They'll stop it briefly to move the chains with 6. See how quick they are.
Clock
Cal's
it.
Already running to the locker room, that's going to be it.
Wow, how about that?
Right there. They'll start it 3-2-1. That'll be your halftime, and the Warriors lead it by 1, 14-13.
We'll go down to the sidelines, see if he's able to talk with Gary.
Heath, it's kind of bizarre the way that first half ended right there.
Yeah, that's on me. Completely my fault. Bad play call. I gambled and lost.
Well, quite frankly, we were thinking about it looked like it bounced off the turf, but that you got to live with that now.
Or he was down as soon as he caught it. But, you know, I tried a little hitch and pitch right there, hook and ladder, whatever, blew it. My fault.
Well, I knew that, correct me if I'm wrong, but when you looked at the team and saw how they'd improved over the last half of the season, you knew it was going to be a dogfight tonight.
Yeah, this is exactly what we expected. You know, if you would have told me this thing was 13-14 at the half, I would have agreed with you. It's going to be this way. That's the way it's going to be.
All right. Good luck, Coach. Thank you.
All right. That's Coach Heath Webb. Coming up next is a United Community Bank halftime report. We got more for you after this two-minute timeout on 97.5 Glory FM.
It's time for our halftime report, brought to you by United Community Bank on 97.5 Glory FM.
Our United Community Bank customers have spoken, and we like what we hear.
We're beyond grateful that United gave us the opportunity to build our new home.
They're more than a bank. They're a trusted partner.
United clearly listens and understands my goals.
Doing the little things. That's how we've built award-winning customer service and trust, one customer at a time. United Community Bank, where the little things make a big difference. Visit ucbi.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS, number 421841.
Opportunities are often found in the most unexpected places. Hello, this is Matt Nix with Duplicating Products, your local Canon, Savin, and HP dealer. After 48 years in business, we've seen a lot of opportunities along with some pretty big challenges. Sometimes they're one and the same. If you have an opportunity for a new business partner or a current challenge in your office, turn to us at Duplicating Products. We'll do everything possible to deliver the best solution and an honest partnership. Call us at 770-532-9932 and see us online at duplicatingproducts.com.
It's flu season in North Georgia, and now is the time to take care of yourself and get your flu shot at Riverside Pharmacy. Nobody wants to be hit with the flu bug, but if you haven't had your shot yet and you've been bitten with the flu, the pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy in Gainesville can help you too. They can fill your prescription with expert care and have you up and going before you know it. And they're your headquarters for all of your over-the-counter needs. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. They're who I use for home security and cameras, and you should too. I've scouted them all, and there's no better choice. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
And welcome back to the United Community Bank Halftime Show here. As Gary said, a bizarre way to end the first half. Oconee County 14, Lumpkin County 13 here at halftime. The winner advances on next week to play in the quarterfinal round of the state playoffs. If the Indians win, we're back here in Dahlonega next Friday night against either Morgan County or Savannah Christian. We'll try to get a score later on here during our halftime show. Right now, some of the other scores around the area. Gainesville is leading Blessed Trinity by a score of 14-5. Hiram on top of Jefferson, 14-7. Buford is leading Norcross right now late in the second quarter by a score of 14-10. Here on the Long Street Cafe FCA scoreboard here at halftime of our United Community Bank halftime report. Again, thanks to our sponsor making our broadcast possible, including Mills Fuel Service and Stringer Insurance, proud sponsors of Lumpkin County Indian football here on 97.5 Glory FM. The guys, you see how important defense is going to be tonight.
Yeah, it is. Defense has stepped up for both teams. And North Oconee went for it on fourth down. Lumpkin held them. They got the ball back. That last play when they got the ball down there, and I'm using my air quotes, turned it over. It a little hitch, as Coach Webb said. He threw it out there to him, and honestly, it looked like the receiver's knee was down, and it hit his hands and bounced back towards the end zone, but hit the ground before Oconee picked it up. So I thought it was an incomplete pass, and referees gave it to him there inside the 20 and gave him a score right there before halftime.
And it's but that's also the danger. You've heard so many times in your days about an association knowing a team.
Yep.
You know, and Lumpkin's never really had much luck with this association when they go on the road to Gilbert or to Pickens, you know it?
Nobody does when they go over there. Uh-huh. I'll just say that right off the bat.
I would say you're down 7-0 by the time you off your bus. Mm-hmm. But here you are at home in the state playoffs, and you're facing this kind of situation right now. But now, don't you love Heath Webb taking responsibility for it?
Exactly.
Get off his guys. Put it on my back. Now go ahead and fix it if you can, please.
Yep, fix it out. Now, what Lumpkin has to really pay attention to, Mike, is Oconee gets the ball in the second half.
Yes.
And they got to come out and stop them or try and get a turnover. Thought they had one there when we thought number 11, Trent Mobley, had recovered a fumble. He came out of the pack holding it up, and nope, they said the man was down. So Oconee, yes, it goes on down. Now, they had to punt it on that drive, if I'm not mistaken. But either way, it's 14-13. The extra point missed by Lumpkin was not necessarily a fault. It was one of those that the ball might have been slippery and went right between Harper Davenport's hands, and it's a dead ball as soon as it goes through there. They couldn't advance it or anything. Harper took off after it, but it was down as soon as it went through his hands. You can't advance a muffed snap right there.
I thought the defense could, but the offense can't either?
Well, the offense could have picked it up, but when the defense picked it up
right.
Down there, it was dead.
Right, yeah. Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, the offense can pick it up and try and go, and Harper went after it. But he, it popped out from under when he fell on it. The defense fell on it, and
right.
So then it was a dead ball.
The most infamous time was back in the 1982 state championship game at City Park,
mm-hmm.
and that horrible rainstorm we had there against Bainbridge. And I still have my binoculars on Chris Carpenter, who was there with a potential PAT with ball right through his hands, and mm-hmm. he picked it up and was just inches short of getting a 2-point PAT, which was one of the state championship. Said they lose by a point, 7-6, and that's how close it can be, buddy.
Yeah, I'm going to elaborate more on some halftime scores. Commerce is up on Dade County, 14-0. North Oconee, 14-7 on Cedartown at the half. Gilmer and Monroe area, 14-14 at the half. Hiram over Jefferson in second quarter, 14-7. Scrolling down.
Go back to that Gilmer-Monroe area game. Mm-hmm. Both those teams had upsets in round number one last week. Gilmer being a number one seed in Daresville, and Monroe area going on the road to win their first game. Mm-hmm. They were number three seed out of Region 8.
Yep. Mount Vernon Mustangs, Prince Avenue Christian, tied at 21 in the second quarter. Peachtree Ridge is getting beaten by Mill Creek, 21-0, second quarter. Milton Eagles over on Collins Hill, Screaming Eagles, 10-0. Grayson on top of North Pauling, 13-0. Red Elephants of Gainesville over Blessed Trinity, 14-5. Walton on top of North Gwinnett, 21-6. Stevens County finally scored again. It's 15-7 over Westland, second quarter. Union County down to Rockmart, 21-7 now. And it just updated and moves everything around.
And you know about Rockmart football that way, too. They're picked to win that ball game.
Buford, 14-10 on Norcross at Norcross. Elberton County and Tryon tied at 14. Lanier and Roswell tied at 7. And Raven County and Whitfield, or Whitefield Academy, Raven County up by 7, 14-7 at almost halftime.
We'll see if we get that Morgan County Savannah Christian score also. And they're playing that, of course, Morgan County out of Madison, Savannah Christian down there on the coast in Chatham County. And thankfully, either way, we're back here next Friday night if the Indians can come back and take the lead here and win this ball game in the second half.
Yeah, it's been a dandy ball game so far. The passes have been pretty crisp. Both teams have done well with it. Running the ball for them, the Wood kid, Caden Wood, I think Gary said he's just a sophomore, has toted it several times and done well with it. The rotation of quarterbacks between Watkins and Ricks is trying to confuse the defense. Watkins, who's the running quarterback, or the passing quarterback, the left-hander, has tried to run it a couple of times. Ricks on the opposite side, he's the running quarterback, and they make it look like a passing situation where there are four wideouts, but then he'll run the ball. He's been stopped a couple of times but had a big gain also. And on the other side of the ball, you've had Mason Sullins tote it, but you've also had Luke Evans catch a couple of big passes for the Indians. So with 11:40 left here in the halftime, the Band of Gold from Lumpkin County performing out there at the half. And good crowd, as we said, here from Lumpkin County, Mike. And it's nice to see that many folks coming up here and watching Lumpkin County football for sure.
It's definitely an event here from the Burrow Grounds at Cottrell Field. Hopefully, if Dr. Primos is not working with some injured players in the locker room, we'll have our NGPG report here during halftime. It's 14-13 Oconee County on top of Lumpkin County. It's your team, the Lumpkin County Indian Playoff Football on 97.5 Glory FM, or your United Community Bank Halftime Report.
Our United Community Bank customers have spoken, and we like what we hear.
We're beyond grateful that United gave us the opportunity to build our new home.
They're more than a bank. They're a trusted partner.
United clearly listens and understands my goals.
Doing the little things. That's how we've built award-winning customer service and trust, one customer at a time. United Community Bank, where the little things make a big difference. Visit ucbi.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS, number 421841.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
All grill masters know that flavor is the most important thing.
And that's why all of us at Autry's know that Traeger is the number one selling wood-fired grill in the world.
They certainly are. The original Traeger was invented over 30 years ago in Mount Angel, Oregon, and they've been perfecting the art of wood-fire cooking ever since.
It's the wood pellets. That's what gives the amazing flavor, and that's why we carry such a variety.
Surprise someone special with the world's best-selling grill from Traeger this year. We'll help you find the Traeger that's right for you at Autry's Ace Hardware, Thompson Bridge Road in Gainesville.
The gas man at Mills Fuel Service is ready to take care of all of your propane gas needs. You can heat your water, dry your clothes, and cook your meals with clean, economical, dependable propane gas from Mills Fuel Service. Call 770-887-5235. 770-887-5235. And they have two great locations to serve you. They're in Cumming and in Dahlonega at Mills Fuel Service.
I'm on the state board now.
We're back here at halftime. Joe and I are talking about more scores. We know now Savannah Christian is leading Morgan County in the first half, Joe.
Yeah, I looked on down here, and let me scroll down again. I was looking at all of them. I'll go over a few more here in a second. They were up 17-7, I believe, was the score that I have. Gilmer's tied at 14. Stevens up, I said, by 8. Let me keep going here, folks. Sorry about that.
You had Rome on top of Langston Hughes, which is beating North for South last week. That's a big ball game up at Rome.
Yep. Fitzgerald's playing down in Columbus against Spencer, and they're up 15-0. Callaway on top of Model, 28-6. Pierce County on top of Laney, Lucy C. Laney.
Yes.
Down in Blackshear, Pierce
County. That's Augusta's going to be it. No, by the way.
Yep. Rockmart on top of Union. I said that. Toombs County on top of Thompson. Cook on top of Appling County. Mary Person and Crisp County, a one-point ball game, 21-20. Cedar Grove on top of Bremen. Calvary Day on top of Thomasville. It's a shutout so far. Savannah Christian, 14-3 on top of Morgan County down in Madison, Georgia, is where that game's being played at. Upson Lee, Carver, Upson Lee up 7-0. Spalding, the Jaguars up on Troop County Tigers, 14-0. Stockbridge, who we saw last Saturday night, Mike, is being beaten by Westminster 17-7 in the second quarter in Stockbridge. North Oconee up 14-7 on Cedartown. Levis getting beat by Central of Carroll 14-3. Stars Mill in New Hampstead, a close ball game there from Fayetteville, 21-20. Stars Mill on top. Stevenson on top of Luella, 28-7. Perry and Bainbridge, 6-3 Perry in the second quarter. Warner Robins on top of Ware County, and I believe Ware County is where Jabo Shaw is.
No, he's at Wayne County.
He's at Wayne, okay. Warner Robins on top of Ware County, 20-14. Dalton on top of Creekside, 17-14.
Ooh, how about that? Yep. Wow.
Down at Creekside. Statesboro getting beat right now handily, it says first quarter, by Harris County, 28-0 in Harris County.
Wow. Kenway Gardens.
Cartersville, 14-9 over Eastside. Jenkins on top of Dutchtown, 14-7.
Hey.
Oh, he's here.
Yeah, Dr. Primos is here.
Doctor's here. I'll hand it over to him.
I'll let you change off headsets here. And Dr. Primos of Northeast Georgia Physicians Groups, NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine, joining us here at halftime. Hi, Dr. Primo. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right, turn you up a little bit. Everybody else can hear you from that standpoint. So tell me about when you don't have an injury here at halftime. So what are you looking at, you know, when it comes to your job here at Lumpkin County?
Well, at halftime, I usually go in to the locker room with the team, and I check with the trainer, and we make sure that nobody's hurt or anything or feeling bad. And anybody needs to be checked, we'll check them then.
So hopefully nobody's going to get hurt, too. That's the big thing. We're afraid of this wet field tonight. We might have some ankles and that kind of thing.
Right.
When you see this kind of turf, have you seen many ankle injuries, sir?
Not very many, no.
What's the best way if somebody gets an injured ankle, say a bad sprained ankle, how's the best way to treat one of those?
Well, first we need to examine them and see if we think they possibly have a fracture. And if it's just a mild sprain, the trainer might tape them up, tape their ankle up, and see if they can run without pain.
Okay.
If it's a severe injury, they're not able to run without pain, then we usually will take them out.
How about when people come into the NGPG offices on Monday mornings where the black and blue clinic there and they've had a weekend injury, that kind of thing? Does it help them maybe having a day or two that they've been injured than coming into your place on Mondays?
Yeah, usually it does, because it helps determine whether or not it's a severe injury or not. If they improved over the next 2 days, then it's probably not a severe injury. But if they still have not improved at all, then we're more concerned.
You know, I'm sure a lot of our listeners have heard about high ankle sprains compared to regular ankle sprains. Can you just explain to our listeners the difference in those two injuries, sir?
So a high ankle sprain is it's damage to the ligaments between the tibia and fibula bone, which are the bones in the lower leg, which is up above the ankle. So it's just above the ankle. Compared to a normal ankle sprain is more of a sprain of the ligaments that are below the ankle bones or the ends of the tibia and fibula.
I know it's painful from the standpoint because you're going to see usually a lot of swelling, aren't you?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Usually with a high ankle sprain, it's not able to walk, much more severe pain.
How long does it usually take for a tendon to repair itself and get healed off from an injury like that?
You mean the ligaments?
Yes.
Well, it depends how severe it is. If it's a mild sprain, it might take just a couple of weeks. If it's a severe sprain, it might take a couple of months.
And we've seen athletes, for example, with high ankle sprains, and just, for example, Brock Bauer, University of Georgia, as a great example there. And it was like some people were amazed he had surgery and then was able to come back so quickly from injury like that.
Right. The surgery helped kind of tighten up the ankle, kind of instead of having to let it heal on its own.
Tell us about the services you offer there at NGPG, sir.
So we see all types of injuries, from orthopedic-type injuries. Also see concussions. And we have several offices. We have several doctors and a lot of PAs that see patients here.
Now, you're in the offices during the week and then come here on Friday nights helping out. What do you usually do?
Yeah, I work 5 days a week in the office, and then on Friday nights cover the football games.
Where's your office located here in this part of the area?
The one closest to this location would be in Dawsonville in the Medical Plaza 400 on 400 Highway.
Very good. So people in Lumpkin County and Dawson County, Forsyth County, can head to your office and see you on Monday mornings.
Actually, I'm not there. In Monday mornings, I'm in the other office in Braselton. So
got you. Okay.
Other mornings.
On the other end. All right. Very good. I know we have the black and blue clinic there open. Everybody, these weekend athletes coming in to see your doctors there. Coming up on Mondays is NGPG joins us here at halftime of all of our games. Each week we'll have a representative at our basketball games throughout the season. When Joe and I start having basketball games for you, hopefully we get a chance to have another ball game coming up next Friday. I got to ask you, so how's it going to be for the Thanksgiving holiday for you? So you're getting off? Getting your day off?
We're off Thursday and Friday. Work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
All right. Hopefully the best here in the second half of play. We'll get you back to the work. Thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Dr. Primos of the Northeast Georgia Physicians Group, NGPG, or joining us here at halftime with the United Community Bank Halftime Report. We're back after this two-minute timeout with more here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Our United Community Bank customers have spoken, and we like what we hear.
We're beyond grateful that United gave us the opportunity to build our new home.
They're more than a bank. They're a trusted partner.
United clearly listens and understands my goals.
Doing the little things. That's how we've built award-winning customer service and trust, one customer at a time. United Community Bank, where the little things make a big difference. Visit ucbi.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS, number 421841.
Stringer Insurance congratulates the Lumpkin County football team for their historic season. Stringer Insurance offers a wide range of auto, personal, and business insurance services and plans. If you are unsure of your coverage needs, don't worry. They offer free consultation. They have two convenient locations to serve you in Dahlonega and Gainesville. Go to their website, stringerinsuranceagency.com. Providing dependable personal insurance since 1931, Stringer Insurance says, go Indians!
Hi, I'm Brooke with Conditioned Air Systems. Georgia temperatures change like the score in a close game. Let us help you be prepared for any season. This fall, install a new Trane XV18 True Comfort Variable Speed Air Conditioner and receive a free Halo LED Induct Air Purifier. Give us a call at 1-800-AC-REPAIR or visit us online at conditionedairsystems.com. Comfort you can feel, quality you can trust.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
Now, more of the United Community Bank Halftime Report on 97.5 Glory FM.
Joe and Gary and Mike with you back here in Dahlonega. Nathan Laddie back at our studios reducing the ball game this evening. Again, if the Indians win, we're back here next Friday night as they go up against either Morgan County or Savannah Christian. As Joe mentioned there, earlier on in the halftime, it's Savannah Christian on top of the Bulldogs of Morgan County there in Madison. And it could be Savannah Christian coming here. As well, this will be a long ride from Chatham County up here the day after Thanksgiving. We'll have same kickoff time, 7:30 p.m. coming up next Friday evening right here on 97.5 Glory FM. Joe, real quick, can I say, is it simple enough? You know which quarterback is in what they're going to do?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, what you're saying is a passing quarterback pretty much passes it. He's tried a couple of runs, but the line has stopped him on them, especially on that big fourth down play a while ago. And then the throwing quarterback, which is Ricks, or Ricks is the running quarterback, and he's run it. He dropped back to pass one time, but they ate him up for about a 1 or 2 yard loss. So I think you pretty well know which one's going to do what. Watkins is playing more than Ricks here lately because Ricks has been hurt, but he's played and held up well so far in this game. 14-13 just scored. Oconee County comes back an extra point. A must snap on that is the difference in the game right now. And, you know, when they want to go three and out, the Indians do here in the first to hold Oconee County to three plays and out and get the ball back and go down and score.
Absolutely.
Make a statement. And make a statement. Go ahead, go down there and score. And at that point, Heath Webb might try to be pondering, you know, do I want to this early or do I want to wait?
Uh-huh.
You know, if you score six, you're 19-14, you're up five. I think you go for the one. That way you're up six, you know, and then you can go for the two later if you need it. But if you can go hold them twice and score twice, you're up by about 10 points anyway.
Yeah, so, let's get a two-score lead.
Mm-hmm, and that's what you want to do. So stepping up will be Jose Nieto.
Yeah, he's the kickoff guy.
He's the kickoff guy. Jose is Josue Nieto, number 49.
Josue
Nieto. And he'll be kicking off to Oconee County. Their deep man has been. Let's see if I can spot him in my glasses again.
Again, Joe, paint the picture 15 for me again here, buddy. Start the second half.
All right, so you got Oconee County all in white. White tops, white bottoms, white helmets with the blue stripes and blue numbers. And they'll be going from right to left. Lumpkin County all in purple except for the headgear. The headgear is the old gold with the purple and white stripe. White numbers on their uniforms, so you'll be able to see it. Returning the kick is Mac Ricks for Oconee County. There's the horn to end the halftime. They'll get 12 up there. The official toots his whistle, and Josue will trot up and make contact. High end over end kick. Going to come down at the 5 by one of the upbacks, 10, 15, 20, trying to cut outside, and he'll be tackled or pushed out of bounds over there, look like by number 44 on the far side. That was Matthew Mitchell, I think, that got him over to the side and got him out of bounds.
Mitchell, a 6 foot junior.
Oconee County surrounded with Ben Hall. Ben Hall right in the middle of that huddle, and the offensive coordinator getting everything settled right there, Gary, at the 24.
You heard Coach Webb say at the end of the half that this is exactly the type of game they expected.
Yeah, they were,
they weren't fooled by Oconee County coming in with a losing record, because they saw the improvement the Warriors had made over the second half of the season.
They took some licks early and came back and got strong in their region. That's how they finished second in their region. First down, ball's on the 24. The umpire waits to the last second and says, okay, I'm out of the way. Watkins is your quarterback. Guys, two running backs, they'll split as soon as they can. Wide out on the far side is number five, Holland. The back split to put Holland in motion. Comes to the side. Ball's on the far hash. Going to hand off to the running back, Wood. Wood busts through the line and up to about the 30-yard line. Gets about five or six on first down. It'll be second and four.
Coming off the bottom of that pile of time was 28, Gerald Walker. You know, when they go to that pistol formation, Joe, they start out almost like a full house. They put one man in front and one man behind. And the quarter screens your running back.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and getting that running back up there, or getting a running back to step up as a blocking back. I'm going to hand off to Wood again. Wood picking a hole, and he'll have close to the first. Ball came out. Who's on it?
Get it.
It looks like purple. Hang on a second.
Still,
let's see.
Payback.
Let's see.
Get it.
Referees have not said anything yet. Nope, they're holding their hands straight up, which means it's down. That means it belongs to Oconee County, short of the first down by a yard.
Well, I told you, just about everybody on the offensive and defensive line touched that ball at one time. And I thought it was
around.
Come out of the purple, but then it squirted out of his hands at the last moment.
Yeah. Went to
fell
a white jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Third down.
Third down and one. Ball's on the 33. Got to get to the 34 solidly with 10:48 in the quarter. Lumpkin County needs a break. Nice to get one. Cal Faulkner out covering the receiver on the far side. One set back behind Watkins. Watkins gives it to the running back. He gets the first down all the way out to the 45-yard line.
They're dragging him down, Joe, but they're dragging him down from behind.
Yep.
So that enables him to fall forward. Number 63, Zeke Cochran at 6'3", 240.
Give him to the 43. It'll be first down and 10 from the 43.
Cochran, and maybe it was Cox again on that last stop.
Preston,
for the Indians.
Yep, Preston Cox, very active. Big 6'4 kid. First down. Split backfield, but they'll do something. They got three wideouts this time. And it's the Watkins again. And Watkins, they give it, he bounces out. Wood bounced out of a grasp of two people and out across the 45 to almost the 46.
Andrew Ross was finally the man that tackled him, but he was squirting out of everybody's hands like he was greased.
Yep, he got about 7.5, maybe 8 yards. Give him 7.5, second down, and a long, short three. Long two, short three on there. Ball's just across the 45 on the Oconee side of the 50.
Well, they're keeping it on the ground because it's working.
Mm-hmm. 9:33. Well, if you can get 4 yards at a tote,
absolutely,
that's pretty good. Four wideouts, three on the far side. Ball's almost on the logo. Watkins takes it. No, that's the backup guy, Ricks. He comes around this side, gets the first down, and he's going to be down at the 48-yard line of Lumpkin County.
Trent Mobley hit him first, and Nate Gilliland hit him second, but he gets up ahead of steam. He's hard to bring down.
But, Gary, it is working. But this is Ben Hall football. We mentioned it in the pregame show.
Yep.
I mean, he was at Fire Branch at the exact same thing. He was running the football.
14 blasts till they stop you.
Those big linemen of Asher Broadnax, Asher Alston Mercer, Marquise Lester, J.T. Ford, Nate Nelson, and Broden Bryant doing the job up front for the Warriors right now. Empty set this time with two wideouts on the near side. This time, Hicks is going to take it to the far side. Ricks gets a hope block to the 35, to the 30, and runs out of bounds around the 27-yard line.
He knew he wasn't going to take it to the house.
Yep.
So he just took it on out of bounds, because if he cut back to the center, he was going to be tackled and get no further.
He gets down to the, they're going to say he ran out of bounds at the 27-yard line. First down and 10.
He is elusive. You know, he doesn't run outside very much until he gets that bounce out to that lane.
Yep.
He always starts inside.
Come back with their, nope, still got Ricks in the game. And they got four wideouts, three spread out wide on the far side, one running back, and that is 32 Wade Green. He's going to take it. Is Ricks. Ricks tackled up high and low, got to the 25, about 2 yards, maybe two and a half, second down.
Well, this is what Lumpkin County did not want to happen.
Nope.
A consuming drive, a time-consuming drive, which looks like, well, they're five yards away from the red zone.
Yep, it is 8 minutes, so they've had almost 4 minutes off the clock. Second down, got to get to the 17 and a half for the first down. James Holland spits out wide to one side. You've got Green and Wood in the backfield. Now they shift around. Green's going to be your blocker. Going to hand off to Wood. Wood at the 20, 20, 15, 5, and he's going to go in standing up. Wow. Got a hole.
Third touchdown of the night.
He got a hole on that far side behind Broadnax and Nelson and Hall and just took it in and got the score.
Yeah, first time since White County they've been behind by two scores.
20 to 13 now, 7-point advantage. They'll go for the one to make it an 8-point advantage.
It's still really one score. He got a score with a 2-point PAT. So we still caught one score.
Ricks with a hold. Extra point by Boykin. And there's the snap, the hold. The kick is up, and it is long and good. And that makes it 21-13 with 7:50 remaining in the half.
And we're back with the kickoff in 1 minute live in Dahlonega. You're tuned to Lumpkin County Playoff Football on 97.5 Glory FM.
Change can be bad or change can be good. Hello, this is Matt Nix with Duplicating Products, your local Canon, Savin, and HP dealer. In serving Northeast Georgia for more than 48 years, we've learned that while change is inevitable, it also brings opportunity. Just look at the bad changes of the pandemic that helped lead to improved technology and innovation. Let Duplicating Products help you find the opportunity in the changes that may affect your business. Give us a call at 770-532-9932 and see us online at duplicatingproducts.com.
It's flu season in North Georgia, and now is the time to take care of yourself and get your flu shot at Riverside Pharmacy. Nobody wants to be hit with the flu bug, but if you haven't had your shot yet and you've been bitten with the flu, the pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy in Gainesville can help you too. They can fill your prescription with expert care and have you up and going before you know it. And they're your headquarters for all of your over-the-counter needs. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
Kick comes down over here at the 20 to Lumpkin County's number 22, Will Wood. Will gets out to about the 25. He's one of the upbacks, and Will will get it out there to be first and 10 for the Indians on their first possession of the second half. About a four-and-a-half, almost four-and-a-half-minute drive, 4 minutes, 18-second drive for the Warriors and Coach Ben Hall's troops to go up by eight, Gary, here in the second half.
Yeah, and I think now if you can take it down there, you're going to have to go for two.
First down, ball right on the 25-yard line. Four wideouts for the Indians, one on the near side. Faulkner claps his hands, hands off to Sullins. Sullins trying to find a hole. The big defensive line just wraps him up at the 26.
And down.
The ball, okay, thank you, Mr. Riff. Popped out, but the white hat said it popped out. He's down to the 26. So Lumpkin County saves themselves right there.
But now you're scared, aren't you?
Yeah.
Anytime that happens.
Well, exactly.
The side judge immediately started signaling he was down.
Second down. 9 yards to go. Same sets we had. Sullins off to the left of his quarterback, Faulkner. Four wideouts. Going to take it himself, Faulkner. Oh, and he got tripped up right at the line. Guy dove in there low, Gary, and knocked him off his feet.
Boy, big third point down play here.
Like number 44, the nose guard, Gavin McDonald, maybe?
Yeah, McDonald probably aided by Judah Birch.
Yeah.
They got some size on that.
On the line on both sides. Third down, he only got ones. Third down and eight. Come on, Purple. Let's go Indians, 6:38 and a quarter. Faulkner with three wideouts. One guy in a slot. Cal rolls out to the far side looking. Squares up. Throws it long. Got a man breaking open. Complete. 30, 20, 15, 5. Touchdown, Indians. Flag. Flag back to 48.
There's a flag, but I think it may be defensive pass interference.
Luke Evans is the one that caught it. Hopefully it's defensive pass interference. This ball's at the 47 of Oconee County.
Wait for the indication from our referee.
Wait for the call.
It's the flag, right there.
Ball's
let's see
right
what this
there at
is.
The 47, right in front of the coaching staff of Oconee County.
Well, if it stands, that's
pass interference defense. It'll be a touchdown for the Indians.
Well, I started to say, if it stands, that's a 73-yard strike.
Pretty good defense right there. The defender was right all over Luke Evans. Luke just went up, took it away from that defender, and ran it in from the 30 for the touchdown.
And now go for two to tie it.
See what they're doing right here. Yeah, Cal comes back out. You've got Mason in the game, Mason Sullins. Four wideouts, 25, plenty of time on the play clock. They know what they're going to do. Cal comes over, Mason on his right. Four wideouts, trying Cal to tie it at 21.
Cal might keep it, buddy.
Cal sends a man in motion. That's Harper. Comes over to this side, looking, rolls back to the other side, looking, throws a little lob up in the middle. Got it! Complete! Down in the middle, Harper Davenport! Got the 2 point, is tied at 21.
And we're back in 1 minute with the kickoff. We're all tied here at Dahlonega, 97.5 Glory FM.
97.5 Glory FM is WTTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. They're who I use for home security and cameras, and you should too. I've scouted them all, and there's no better choice. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
New ball game tied 21-21 from Dahlonega.
Nieto kicks high and short at the 8. 10, 15 for the Warriors, 20, 25, and he's going to be brought down at about the 27-yard line. Looked to be number 12, Mike Little, on the return right there out to the 26 or 27-yard line. That's where the Warriors will take over.
You know, first and Joe, 10. It looked like somebody almost got a finger on that conversion.
Yep.
And Faulkner had enough arc on it to get it to Davenport in there.
Wonder if those two guys, since they've known each other since birth, have played that in the background
Bingo.
Many times. They might. If you go deep, I'll throw it up high. All right, first and 10 for the Warriors. Watkins back in the game. I do believe it is. He hands off to Wood. Wood right up the middle. They got to be hosing him down, and he does, about the 32-yard line. He gets through that first little wave, Gary, and the linebackers are having to corral him now.
Yeah. Well, that is, by the way, that's Faulkner's third touchdown of the night. He's got two throwing and one running, plus the conversion. Wood has got all the touchdowns tonight for the Oconee County Warriors, so it's kind of been a two-man show here as far as the offense is concerned.
About five.
Of course, Faulkner
half.
Got some help with his reception, especially that 73-yarder there.
Yep, 5.5-yard gain. Now come off, give it to Wood again. Wood's going to be stopped short of the 35. Going to be third down and 2.
Well, what has happened, the momentum has now swung back to the purple and gold.
Yep.
A 73-yard touchdown and a 2-point conversion will do that for you.
That long touchdown pass was a beauty. As I said, the defender was on him. But Luke Evans able to reach up there and take it away and go in the house with it. Third down, 2 yards to go for the Warriors. The Indians come up tight.
Well, they had to respond, but now let's see if the defense can bow up.
Well, watch his quarterback.
Move Green. Put Holland in motion. They give off to Wood. Wood's got the first down. 35 or 50, 45. One guy's trying to catch him. I don't know that he will. He will be down at the touchdown. Caden Wood went all the way. One man hit his leg at about the 2, but he went all the way in from, what we say, about the 35. Had to get to 35, back to 33-yard line.
Yeah, the 65-yard on the score. Yeah, Will Wood, I think, dove at his feet right as he crossed the goal line. He tripped him up a little bit, but he never went down.
Ford, Lester, and looked like Harrison Rue on this side with some good blocks for him right there to take the 6-point lead with 443.
Fourth touchdown of the night for him. He's got runs of 3, 5, 25, and now 6.
He busts up on a third down play.
Kick up, and it is good, and it will be 28-21.
We're back and more to shootout here for Delonico, 97.5 Glory FM.
If you want to add something really special to your outdoor cooking collection, it has got to be a Blackstone griddle from Ultra's Ace.
These griddles are made from cold rolled steel, so the surface is really durable.
And they're super easy to clean and maintain, but the part that really matters
is the food!
Yes, the food. You'll create masterpieces with steak and fish, prepare fajitas like you've never had before.
And undoubtedly the best grilled cheese sandwich on earth.
It's the little things. Treat yourself or delight a special cook on your Christmas list with a Blackstone griddle from Ultra's Ace Hardware, Thompson Bridge Road in Gainesville.
The gas man at Mills Fuel Service is ready to take care of all of your propane gas needs. You can heat your water, dry your clothes, and cook your meals with clean, economical, dependable propane gas from Mills Fuel Service. Call 770-887-5235. 770-887-5235. And they have two great locations to serve you. They're in Cumming and in Dahlonega at Mills Fuel Service.
Boykin to kick off for the Warriors. High, deep, end over end is going to come down on this side to Wood. Wood to the 20, to the 25. Trying to bust up, got across the 30. That was number 32, Mason Sullins, that time. Caught it about the 19, got out to about the 31. About a 12-yard return after he caught it. First and 10 for the Indians. Their next second possession here. It is 28-21. So after the big pitch and catch from Lumpkin, then Wood was able to escape and run down the right down the pipe and get over to the hash marks and run in for a long 65-yard touchdown run.
But, Joe, very reminiscent of the county game, though.
Three wide outs, guy in a slot, going to hand off to Sullins. Sullins trying to pick his way, going to dive head first and get about two, maybe three, up to the 34.
Keep waiting for Mason to break a long one here.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. They got one of those guys that can key on him just about every time, which is...
Well, Wood has gotten progressively more distance on his touchdowns as the night has gone along. And Boykin has been perfect on all four extra points. That's where you got it right now, 28-21. Boykin may make the all-name team on the basis of alliteration.
Yep. Second down. Say about 7 yards to go. Cal looking to go to the other side. He's going to run. He might run out of room, but he'll get a yard, maybe two, up to the 36. Maybe the 36 and a half there. It'll be third down and about five for the Indians right there. FCA scoreboard, you've got Gainesville now 21-5 on Blessed Trinity. Rock Mark 28-7 on Union County. Still a 14-7 game with North Oconee and Cedartown. Four wideouts, three to the near side. Ball's on the far hash mark. Offense will stand up and look to their offensive side. Coaches over here, Luke Evans, Davenport, Walker Scott, all looking on this side. Excuse me. Far side is Nolan Matthews. Snap back, handoff. Faulkner keeps it. Faulkner trying to get away. He got away from one tackle. Cuts inside the 40, dives forward. Going to be close, and I think he has the first down at the 42.
He saw Fletcher Murray closing in on him and decided to try to dive for the first down, and I think he got it.
Yep, got it by 1 yard. First down and 10. Buford Wolves up on Norcross, 14-10. That game still at the half. Stevens County on top of Wesley in 18-13 in the third quarter.
Some weird scores coming in tonight, aren't
they? Yeah, it is. Yes, it is. Playoff time, baby.
Preston Trinity with 5 points.
Well, they scored one there after that home run they hit, and so it's first down now. Ball's at the 42-yard line on the Indian side of the 50, 3:19 in the quarter. Two wideouts, going to give it off to Mason. Mason trying to find a slot. Oh, he got around 45, out to about the 50. Pretty close. He got around the edge, but it was on the short side of the field, Gary, so he only got about 7, maybe 8.
Didn't have room enough to turn it up the sidelines, but he did the same thing he's been doing when he tries to turn it up. He feels the back of his offensive lineman and looks for the hole to crack into. That way, that time, everything was closed down except for the tight sideline.
You said though, only 8 yards.
Yep, got 8. Then you would say only 8 yards.
Uh-huh.
8 yards, right on the 50. 3:10 in the quarter. Faulkner takes the snap. Fakes to Mason. Throws another deep pass. It's over everybody's head. I think he was hoping that Matthews was going to take off, but he kind of got held up with a little just bumping right there. No interference by one of the cornerbacks on the far side.
You can try that shot, Joe, with second down two.
That one was way out of bounds. Nobody had a shot at that one.
When it's second and two, you can try that, Mike. You're exactly right.
Exactly. So it's third and two now.
Third down and two. Ball is on the 50. They've got to get to the 48 of Oconee County. Oconee County players asking their fans to come up. Got a little cool up here in the mountains after halftime, boys. I had to put my jacket on. Three wideouts, two on the near side. You got Walker Scott kind of at a tight end, but he's back in a slot position. Mason Sullen swaps sides. And a handoff to Mason. Mason is going to dive in there, going to be really close. Yeah, he got the first down to about the 46, 47-yard line. He picked his hole again right there, Gary, and started in the middle and came back to the right behind McColeman.
He was stood up very briefly by Caleb Smith, but then he found his feet again and kept it moving forward, so he got the first down.
Got about a yard and a half. First down now. Ball is on the 47 of Oconee, 2:45 in the quarter. And I'm sure that Coach Webb doesn't mind at all that they're running the clock right here in the third quarter.
As long as you keep those chains moving, baby. Yep.
Three wideouts. Ball's on the near hash mark. Faulkner gives to Sullen. No, he keeps it. He's trapped behind the line of scrimmage, and he's going to make nothing out of something. I tell you what, something out of nothing across and across the 40 down to about the 36 and got a first down. How about that? He got trapped on the far side, Gary, right there on the logo, cut back to the near side towards us and shot right across the 45 and got down to the 42-yard line and got a first down.
Individual effort by Faulkner that time. I saw his dad at halftime, Tyler Garrett, 190-pound linebacker. Finally knocked him down from behind, but another first down. The Indians keeping those chains moving.
There's a snap. Faulkner's looking to take it again, and he's going to be sacked. He started one way, and then two or three guys came in and knocked him down about a yard, maybe a yard and a half loss. The FCA scoreboard here, Jefferson and Hiram are tied at 14 now in the third quarter.
Everybody's good this time of year.
Well, yeah. Hiram was picked, believe it or not, Gary.
What's that?
Hiram was picked to win that game, believe it or not.
Second down, 11, almost 12 to go. 1:33 in the quarter as the offense looks over here to the sideline. 16 on the play clock, plenty of time. 14, 13, 12. Faulkner looks back at his line, claps his hands. There's a snap, looks to throw. Little screen out to Mason. Mason tries to get around a guy at the 35, down to about the 33 is where it'll be marked. So he gets about five, maybe. Yeah, about five out of it.
There was no room for him to go to the outside. Yep. That were pinching him in that time, Joe. So he had to cut it back into the middle, and he just ran into a whole bunch of white shirts there in the middle of the field.
Third down about six. They got to get to the 27. Ball's on the 33, 54 seconds remaining. Two, three wideouts. Ball's almost in the middle of the field. Faulkner's going to keep it himself. Run behind the tackles on the far side and get close to the first down. He got it at the 25. Wow. Cal just took off behind Brookshire and Garmany that time and got about 7 or 8 yards and got the first down at the 26.
That's been mostly the Cal Faulkner drive here with a little bit of relief effort every now and then by Mason Sullins, but they got to get down there and get this thing tied back up.
First down at the 26. Offense looks over at the sideline. 20 seconds on the play clock. One, two, three wideouts, a man in a slot. Sullins to the right of his quarterback. Sullins gets the snap, or gets the ball. He bounces off a guy across the 25 down to about the 20. Now this is a good second effort by Mason as he bounced off a couple of linemen, got down to the 21, so he got 5 yards right there. And that'll end the quarter right there.
Should have got nothing, but he got five, maybe six now.
28-21.
Fourth and final quarter coming up live here from Dahlonega on 97.5 Glory FM.
Stringer Insurance congratulates the Lumpkin County football team for their historic season. Stringer Insurance offers a wide range of auto, personal, and business insurance services and plans. If you are unsure of your coverage needs, don't worry. They offer free consultation. They have two convenient locations to serve you in Dahlonega and Gainesville. Go to their website, stringerinsuranceagency.com. Providing dependable personal insurance since 1931, Stringer Insurance says, go Indians!
Hi, I'm Brooke with Conditioned Air Systems. Family owned and operated for over 35 years, we offer the best service in North Georgia for heating, air, and plumbing.
This fall, install a new Trane XV18 True Comfort variable speed air conditioner and receive a free Halo LED induct air purifier. Give us a call at 1-800-AC-REPAIR or visit us online at conditionedairsystems.com. Comfort you can feel, quality you can trust.
Four fingers in the air, 12 minutes to go in regulation. Indians trying to tie the ball game, trailing 28-21.
Second down, about 5 yards to go. Ball's on the 21, need to get to about the 16-and-a-half. It is second down. As Mike said, starting the fourth quarter. Cal Faulkner, the junior, walks up. 1, 2, 3, 4 wideouts. Ball's on the near hash mark. Sullins off to his right. Takes it, hands off to Mason. Mason, no, Cal keeps it. Cal gets around one guy, and the other guy's going to come up and tackle him. He zigged when he should have zagged right there, Gary, and got tackled high in the air right at the spot at the 21.
Yeah, and that number 22, Caleb Smith, the 6'2", 180-pound senior, who's made a lot of tackles tonight, caught him right there almost in midair, and I think it didn't gain an inch, Joe.
Nope, he didn't. It's third down now, 5 yards to go. About 4.5. They got to get to the 16.5. Going to give off to Sullins. Sullins trying to push in there. He gets across the 20 down to, going to be short. Going to be fourth and about one down to about the 18.
I think you go for it here.
Oh, yep. You do? Yep. Y'all go back to the White County game again.
Fourth down just inside the 18.
They had 2 fourth-and-1 plays with Mason. Big one here.
About 1.5 yards. Short 2, long 1. Short 2 is what I'm going to call it. See what runs, what play they call right here. 1, 2, 3, 4 down linemen.
They looked over at Heath Webb, who did some signs, some semaphore stuff, and then they looked back over. So I hope they got the play down.
12, 10. Cal keeps it. He's going to run across the 15, 10, down to the 9.
First down.
Cal's going to be a tired young man tonight.
First and goal for the Indians.
Boy, that is. And he took a lick there from Harrison Kilsey. And Mac Ricks, who's playing a little defense, man, that was a smack right there. I saw some heads snap back. But you know what? He gave about as good as he got on that.
Yeah, he's down getting his breath again right there, squatting down, looking over to the sideline, getting the play. Now he's up. First down and goal inside the 10, around the 9.
But notice, except for the one little screen pass, we've been all run.
Snap, going to hand off to Sullins this time. Sullins, 5, 4, 3 down. Right there. Found a little hole. Cut it back against the grain behind Reese and McColeman and got inside the 5 down to the 3. On this side is marking at the 2. Yeah, it's going to be second down at the 2.
And they're making some holes, Joe.
Offensive line wants to do something right here. Brookshire, Garmany, Reese, McColeman, and Souls. Blocking in the middle. He gets it again, and it's going to be... They're talking about it. Nope, they're going to say he's short. I thought he might have made it, but Sullins is just inside the 1.
Saw one of their big guys, Harrison Rue, come up a little gimpy that time, but I think he got back in time to help plug that hole. Yep. Now it's down to the 1. You got third and goal from the 1.
Gary said,
inside the 1.
Third and goal just inside the 1. 2 wideouts. A blocking back. Sullins gets it. He goes in the middle. I don't know if he got it or not.
Oh,
Indians are saying yes.
No.
Umpires are saying no.
Oh, man.
He's going to be short.
Oconee County's saying no. Yep. I think they stood him up right on about the 6-inch line.
Yep.
Can get down here and eyeball it.
Is that where we need old Herschel Walker dive about 3 feet in there?
I thought Bo Jackson back in the day.
Bo Jackson could do it, too. And it's spring in those big thighs to jump across. Fourth and goal inside the 1.
Second fourth down play.
The crowd comes up. For the Indians. They go to Mason again. He bounces off. We got a touchdown, Mason Sullins.
Oh, he was stood up for just about a split second. Then he squirted to the outside of his guard and took it on in the house.
Second effort.
Nice job by Mason. He bounced off, like Gary said, bounced off a guard on this side. Bounced off him, stood up. Didn't know if he was going to get hit again. And when he did, he rolled around and went in the end zone for the touchdown.
Now here you got, buddy, with that must make PAT.
So you've got A.J. Scott, the long snapper. The holder is Harper Davenport. The extra point attempt by Will Staples. Snap, hold, kick is up and way high enough, and it is good. 28 all with 8:42 remaining.
We're back in 1 minute live in Lauderdale. You're tuned to Lumpkin County Playoff Football, 97.5 Glory FM.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
Opportunities are often found in the most unexpected places. Hello, this is Matt Nix with Duplicating Products, your local Canon, Savin, and HP dealer. After 48 years in business, we've seen a lot of opportunities along with some pretty big challenges. Sometimes they're one and the same. If you have an opportunity for a new business partner or a current challenge in your office, turn to us at Duplicating Products. We'll do everything possible to deliver the best solution and an honest partnership. Call us at 770-532-9932 and see us online at duplicatingproducts.com.
Joe, 18 play drives, 69 yards of the touchdown.
Josue Nieto, high long kick, going to come down at the 8 to the 10 to the 15. Oconee trying to get it out, goes to the inside. Tackle from behind about the 26-yard line. I think that was number 12, Mac Little again, and he got out to about the 26-yard line. A score update from Commerce, FCA scoreboard, Commerce 20, Dade County 0. Jefferson up by a touchdown, Gary, 21-14 over Hiram. Gainesville now up by 23, 28-5 over Blessed Trinity in the third.
Go Dragons. Mitchell on the kick coverage team knocked down. Guys, you remember that story that Jerry Clough used to tell you about the horses got to have some relief?
Yep. Yes.
Well, I tell you what, somebody.
You don't have to wait for third down.
What I love, too, is Jim Stewart individually calling out each and every one of the offensive linemen. The crowd is getting a big hand to him.
First down right outside the 25 for the Warriors. Quarterback is Watkins. He's going to give off to that man again. Wood, long run, 40. Down inside the 50, the 40, he could go all the way. The Frothamore
again.
Is down again, and he's going to have a long touchdown. Yes, he is.
Again.
From the 26-yard line, a 74-yard touchdown run and no laundry on the field.
His fifth touchdown of the ball game.
Yeah, he's had 3, 5, 20, 65, and 54. I think a few minutes ago I said he got longer every touchdown he ran.
Yeah. Amazing. And he's just a sophomore. Holy moly.
Yeah.
Wow.
But now you got to come back again.
Yep. 8-16. Boykin to attempt the extra point. Block it, Indians. The hole kick is up. It's high enough. And it is good. 35-28.
Got to catch him again. We're down by one score. Back in 1 minute. Here on 97.5 Glory FM.
It's flu season in North Georgia, and now is the time to take care of yourself and get your flu shot at Riverside Pharmacy. Nobody wants to be hit with the flu bug, but if you haven't had your shot yet and you've been bitten with the flu, the pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy in Gainesville can help you too. They can fill your prescription with expert care and have you up and going before you know it. And they're your headquarters for all of your over-the-counter needs. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. They're who I use for home security and cameras, and you should too. I've scouted them all, and there's no better choice. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
Joe, was anything good about them scoring quickly is that their defense has been on the field for a long time.
Yep, 8-16 in regulation. A little squib kick down the middle is going to come down short on this side. I think that's Wood just got it to the 31, 32, stumbled out to maybe the 33-yard line. He picked it up about the 19, and Will Wood brings it out to the, where are they going to spot it, 32-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Indians.
On the last drive again with a 31. Again, it took 18 plays down the field.
Yeah.
Well, that one was a one-play drive, which came 26 seconds after on the clock.
Yeah.
After Lumpkin had scored. So
As I said, somebody got to get a stop here somewhere.
It was how tired can their defense be, guys?
Let's see what the Purple Machine can do right here. Four wide-ass ball in there, hash mark. Three guys on the far side. Cal claps his hands, gets it, hands off to Mason. Mason trying to find a hole. Got a little one out across the 35, rolled over to about the 36, maybe the 37. And they'll spot him on the 36, so give him about four. It'll be second down and six.
Cole Johnson dived at his shoe tops and scooped him out. So knocked Mason down after about a four-yard game.
7:51, and the clock is running. Second down, six. Three wideouts again, man in a slot. Hand off to Mason. Mason trying to pick a hole across the 40, out to about the 42 or 43. Got the first down. Now that big offensive line going to work. Reese, McColeman, Souls, Garmany, and Brookshire. It is first down. Ball at the 43-yard line of it. Lumpkin County.
I tell you, he got hit high and low again. I think Johnson was one of them that hit him. But as I told you during the break, that's a tough young man right there.
But guys, they have seen something. Heath Webbs is going right on the ground every play.
On this side, Faulkner looking to try to dipsy-do around somebody. He's just going to have to take it and throw it late. It's going to be a grounding call, I believe, or was there somebody there? Nope, there was somebody there. Harper Davenport saved him right there because he was close. But he got stood up by on the far side, Gary, and just had to throw it at Harper's feet.
Oh, he definitely was just trying to get it out of his hands because he came over the top with it, threw it right at the ground. But he also got it within about 6 feet of Harper, so no grounding.
Thank goodness. He saw Harper there enough and was able to throw it, and luckily not at a white jersey. Purple going from right to left here in the fourth quarter. Ball's getting spotted. He's had to bring it all the way back across. Ball's on the 43. Second down and 10 now for the Indians. 7:01 in the quarter.
This is like a fight. Punch and counterpunch. Punch and counterpunch.
Second down. Faulkner with Sullins on his hand off to Mason. Mason, big hole across the 45. Down to about the 49, pushing with those big legs, down to the 48.
Mason Sullins on the carry.
Give him about maybe five or six. Give him five. It'll be second, third down and five now for the Indians.
35.
It could be four down territory.
Ball is on the 48, third and five for the Indians. Three wideouts again. Ball in the near hash mark. Cal has it. Rolls to the far side looking. Got a man open. Oh, my, he got it. He got the 35, 30, down to the 25.
Evans again.
Harper, Luke Evans. Luke Evans catches again. I thought it was going to be tapped by a white jersey. Luke caught it and got it down to the 25-yard line. First down.
Harrison Kilsey, a 5'8 junior, only 150 pounds, stood between him and the end zone.
First long pass in a long time.
First down. Three wideouts. Ball's almost, well, that's on the far hash mark now. Sullins to the left of his quarterback. Cal has it. Hands off to Mason. Mason trying to get around the far side. Only gets about 2 yards. Out down to about the 20 or 3-yard line. It'll be second down and eight.
Well, you got to come away with some points here.
Yes, sir.
And you don't, it doesn't necessarily right now have to be a touchdown.
Oh, yeah, it does.
It's what you want, but you know that to avoid going into overtime, you've got to get up at least a couple of scores.
Second down, 8 yards to go. Three wideouts. One man in motion now. Going to be a blocking back, I think, Mason. No, Cal's going to keep it. Cal trying to get out to this side and can't do it. Number 22's man going to knock him down again on this side.
Caleb Smith.
Yep.
Dumped him again. Grabbed him right around the waist. Just took him right to the turf.
That's third and long.
Got it. Yes, third down and eight. Got him. Got Caleb's at a defensive back, but he's almost playing a linebacker, almost a defensive end when he comes up there.
Oh, to elaborate, you know, 3 points here does you a little bit of good because if you hold them and come down and score, now you're on top. But you can't not come away with points on this drive. You got to come away with something.
Otherwise,
it might be the ball game.
Third down, 2 yards to go. 35-28, 4:53 in the quarter. Hand off to Sullins. Sullins trying to get outside. Go back inside. Mason. Oh, he got drilled just shy of the first down, I think. Wow.
Got him about maybe 2 yards, yard and a half, 2 yards.
He was stretching out to try and get to that last chain over there last box, and he was about a yard and a half short.
It'll be their third, fourth down conversion, I should say, here in the second half.
Well, they are not going to reach for three, it looks like. They're going to try to go for that yard and a half, 2 yards.
At 421.
They're too far out.
Ball is at the 17, got to get to the 15. Cal hands off to Mason. Mason got the first down inside the 15, down to the 10.
That's why you give you four downs. You use them all when you need to.
We'll mark him down at the 11.
Say his knee hit. I thought he had the 8, but
yep.
Say his knee hit at the 11.
Mm-hmm.
Their third, fourth down conversion.
All right, their first down at the 11. They can get a first down inside the 5, around the 1. 25 on the play clock. Plenty of time here for the Indians. 3:43 on the game clock.
Trailing 35-28.
Now you're kind of getting to the point where you need a touchdown. Too much time getting away.
One guy in a slot, two wide outs. Slot man moves from one side to the other. He's a blocker. Mason trying to find that hole. He found a little bit. Got down to about the 7.
He's really good at sniffing out that hole, isn't he?
Yeah,
huh?
He is.
That's instinct right there.
Yep. Give him about 4. Be second down and about 6 yards to go.
He's listed at 215. By the end of the night, he's probably going to weigh about 208.
Maybe.
Run it off of him.
Yep. Him and Cal both, they've run so much tonight, probably lost 5 or 8 pounds.
Watch another run here.
3 wideouts for the Indians. Sullins to the left of his quarterback. Cal wants to keep it. He gets hit right there, and he has to go down at the 9. Wow.
Ooh.
They're keying on Cal right there.
And got caught in a blitz. Caleb Smith came in there and almost got him for a sack. In fact, did.
Yeah, knocked him back about a yard and a half. It's going to be 4th down and about 8.
Smith.
3rd down about 8. Excuse me.
Smith caused him to get out of his rhythm, Joe.
Yeah.
Let the other defensive players come up and make the play.
3 wideouts, 2 on the far side.
About a screen to Mason.
Mason. Over there to block for him. He's looking for a pass. He's got plenty of time to throw it. He rolls on out further. Looking. Throws it late. Guy caught it, but he's out of bounds when he caught it. And that was Luke Evans, but he was out of bounds when
now
he caught it.
Now, here's the season right here, guys.
He had Nolan Matthews in the middle of the end zone break open for a brief moment, but he didn't see him.
Yeah. He was right over there on the sideline when he let go, and he threw it right to. It looked like Luke Evans there on the side. 4th down and about 8. Ball's at the 9, got to get to the 1. We're going to have 1, 2, 3, 4 wideouts. The crowd comes up cheering for their Indians. Deepest run ever for the Indians. And we'll have a timeout called by Oconee County.
Yeah, Oconee.
We'll take it with we're back in 30 Oconee seconds. 35-20 Oconee County on 97.5 Glory FM.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Let's come down to this. Indians need 8 for a first down, 9 for a touchdown.
FCA scoreboard real quick. The Elephants going to win, go to the next round. They're up 35-5. The Dragons up on Tower of Hiram at 28-14.
4th and 8 from the 9 for the Indians.
4th down, 8 yards to go. Ball's on the 9. Everybody spread out. 4 wide outs of running back. Sullins looking to pass. A man coming on. Cal steps up. Ball's knocked out of his hands. It's going to be incomplete. And it will be go over on downs and be Oconee County's ball.
Either incomplete or Oconee County recovered it. Either way, it goes over on downs.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, Nady, that 3 and out. You got timeouts.
Yep. You got all three timeouts left.
Better start. You can't take them to the next round.
Yep.
Let's see where they spot it. 9, Joe. So they rule it as an incomplete pass.
Yep. First down at the 9.
But you got to stop Wood.
Oh, yeah. You got to put like 6 guys on him and hope they don't do anything goofy with it. Warriors come out of the huddle on the sideline.
They're going to take their time.
You pay $10 to get in here. Let them hear you.
Mr. Jim Stewart says, you paid your $10, let them hear you, and that's what they're doing. Two wideouts, one guy moving over from left to right. Quarterback takes it. That's Watkins. They go to Wood again. Wood, two guys key on him. He gets out to the 15. So give him about 6 yards. Second down, 4 yards to go.
And three guys hit him. Number 23, Cox, was the first one. He got six.
Yeah, big offensive line for Oconee County. Coach Ben Hall's always been successful with a run, hasn't he, Mike?
Yes.
Second down, 4 yards to go. Ball's at the 15. Have to get to just shy of the 20. Taking their time. 98, 97 seconds left.
Be a turnover.
Need the ball badly, Purple. Let's go Indians. Flip-flop a couple of guys. A guy in the slot. Watkins has the football. Hands off to Wood. No, he's going to keep it himself. Run out the far side. And he's going to be short of the first down. He only gets about a yard out of that. Trying to do some trickery. And it's going to be a timeout called by Lumpkin County, excuse me, right
we'll
there
take
with 119.
We're back in 30 seconds live in Atlantica here on 97.5.
We're so proud to announce that Autry's Ace Hardware now carries a full line of EGO battery-powered equipment.
And what a full line it is. Trimmers, blowers, chainsaws, and a universal battery that powers every piece of EGO equipment for convenience and savings.
These tools definitely have impressive power, which is surely why EGO is the number one rated brand in cordless power.
Yep, and Autry's Ace is also a certified EGO service center.
Come check out the EGO outdoor power equipment at Autry's Ace Hardware, Thompson Bridge Road in Gainesville.
Biggest play coming up since the game with White County. Trailing 35-28, third down here. You got to stop them.
You know, I just looked through the Oconee County roster, the heights and weights that we were able to get, and they don't have a whole bunch of guys that are just huge, huge, but they got a lot of guys that are around 200 pounds, more or less,
yep.
And they're really quick.
Yep.
That's that offensive lineman getting on you like that, Joe.
Yep, you got a sophomore that's 240 pounds, and he's one of the bigger ones. Not sure, and there's a 315er. That's a senior. He plays a little bit on the line. Third down, 2 yards to go for the Warriors. Put a guy in motion. That is Holland. Quarterback gets it, hands off to Wood. He's going to be really close to the first down. I think he's short.
Right now he is.
Well, they measure.
No, he looks like he's a good yard short. Ball's at the 23. Had to make the 24, maybe 24 and a half.
But they dare go for it here, Ben Hall.
Well, I tell you. Roll the dice. You know, if you get it, pretty much does it. But
that's exactly. Now we've got an official timeout. Mike, are we going to see a measurement?
Yeah, I think so.
Is it the first time this year or maybe second? First time in the playoffs?
I think so, Joe.
He's right now eyeballing. He's a good yard shot.
These are GHSA with the chain crew, too.
Yeah, exactly. They bring seven or ten. Seven on the field and three. Actually, they bring 12 because they got two up here keeping the clock.
Yeah.
Well, there comes the guys from holding the chains walking out. They'll hold the one in at the 10, stretch him out, and looking at that, he's a good yard short.
Well, let's think about it. Saved Lumpkin County a timeout.
Yeah, he's short that there, a good yard.
Yeah, at least a yard, maybe a little bit more, maybe 40 inches to the 36.
Yep.
But what this does, too, not only does it save a timeout for their breath, but it lets them know exactly how far they got to go.
Yep. It's going to be fourth down now. They got to get one.
They're going to go for it.
Ball's on the far hash mark at the 19.
What we might see is a hard count.
Or at the 18.
Right,
they've got to get to the 19. Yeah, try to draw Lumpkin off.
Yeah. And if that doesn't work, they may call another timeout.
They got
two left. So, you know, why not?
They've got two left. Lumpkin has three left.
You got 100 and we got a minute and 13 left. So you got 73 seconds. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, each team with timeouts.
Here's the season right here.
73 seconds. They lined up in punt formation.
Oh,
gentlemen.
Way to go, Ben. Run this thing back.
They're lined up in punt formation. Let's see what happens right here, guys.
Watch them fake.
Watch them fake and watch them make, see if they try to draw the Indians off. 16 on the play clock. They got lots of time. The clock's not running. The game clock's not.
Yeah, the game clock is stuck because they call timeout. But now you got 8 seconds, 9, 7.
And now the head referee is waving his hand, stopping the clock. What have we got?
I don't know what that is.
They got it reset at 25, so what is that all about?
Oh, please. It was counting down.
No way. It was down under 15, folks, and they stopped it and reset it at 25 for some unknown reason.
They're talking to both teams, I think.
Who?
Timeout.
Timeout Coach called.
Heath Webb's going to ask what's going
Coach
on.
Heath Webb. Heath calls a timeout, and he's running out there to find out what's going on because the, and he's talking about the play clock.
Is Gabby O'Coney's timeout?
Heath called the timeout, I do believe. Yeah, timeout Lumpkin. And Heath is.
Oh, he judged an earful. He said, I didn't call timeout. Why did you reset the clock? He said, now I'll call timeout.
What in the world?
Wow, that's two snafus they've made tonight.
That might cost you the season, too, Joe.
Yep. Wow.
How in the world could you call timeout like
you
that? Just,
you stop it with under 15 seconds as a play because they're up back. The blocking back is pointing back and everything, and the clock's running down. It's probably around 13 or 10 seconds. And all of a sudden, the white hat and the umpire run together and stop it and recess at 25.
It may be a moot point because I think they're going to punt. I do not see them going for it now. Not with all this discombobulation.
But that cost you a timeout.
All right, now the
run
officials
back
out. The white hat's going to go over and talk to Ben Hall for some reason. Not going to talk to Heath. He's going to go talk to Ben Hall.
Oh, you don't like it, Joe. I'm sorry. Don't like it at all.
Yeah. Goes over and talks to him. Now he comes back out.
And Nolan Matthews.
And the punter is Bryce Queen, Matthews, and
line of scrimmage is 18.
Yeah. Matthews and Harper Davenport.
Snapped over his head.
Good snap. He caught it. Kicks it from about the 9. Lowen. Harper's going to fill it at the 49. Comes over to this side. 45, 40, 35, and out of bounds at the 32.
Of Oconee County.
Yes, sir. Caught it at the on the run on his side of the 50 and runs it back to the 32 of Oconee County. First and 10 with 63 seconds remaining and two timeouts.
Got about a 30-yard punt on that and a pretty good return, about a 16, 17-yard return on that.
And you're trying to tie the ball game, trailing 35-28 Oconee County on top.
Well, you got a timeout left. And you got 63 seconds to work with, so you got time.
Indians take over.
Indians have one timeout, according to the score. Oconee has two. Cal back with Mason beside him and three wideouts. Back to pass, needs a block. Got it behind him, almost hit him as he threw it. Pitch up in the air. Incomplete, I do believe.
Yeah, yep. Double cover. They almost had that one picked.
And no penalty. So second down.
Almost triple covered, guys.
Yep.
He was trying to hit Evans in the end zone.
Mm-hmm. Evans intended receiver back there and had two guys back there on him and threw it just a tad short. Luke had to turn his back to the goalpost and wait on it. Second down, 55 seconds left.
Mac Ricks, number 15, actually got a hand on it, or a couple of fingers anyway.
Four wideouts. Now they stand up and look. Sullins hands over to this side. Now he moves to the right-hand side of his quarterback, Faulkner. Faulkner takes it, looking, throws it in a hurry. Complete at the 20, down to the 15, to the 10, to the 7. Number 6. What a big catch by Nolan and a big throw by Cal Faulkner.
Stepped out of bounds, right? Stepped in bounds.
Pick up a 23, Jim Stewart said.
Harrison Rue. Knocked him out. Otherwise, he's scoring on that one. Now you got first and goal from the 9. You still got a timeout left, and you got 9 yards to go to try and tie this thing up with 47 seconds left on the clock.
First and goal at about the 9. Four wideouts. 47 seconds and a timeout. Faulkner has it. Fakes. Throws it up in the middle. Nolan Matthews! Touchdown, Indians! Wow! Nolan had to come back, and he got in front of the defender and went up and brought it down for the touchdown. 35.
He was well covered.
Yep.
He was well covered, and that was great second, maybe third effort by Nolan Matthews to get his hands on that ball, maintain it long enough so that he got possession of it, came down at the back corner of the end zone for 6 points. Wow.
And I know what you're thinking, but you go for overtime.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They've already been in one overtime game. They know they can win in overtime.
Kick is blocked.
Good. Oh, no.
No, it's good. It's good. I saw four guys laying on top of people down there, and it's good. It's 35 all.
We're tied 35-35. Back in more than 1 minute. Live from the line of goal, 97.5. Glory FM.
The Georgia High School Association is a voluntary nonprofit organization composed of over 450 public and private high schools. The GHSA administers regulations for region and state competition in 19 sports and 2 activities. Founded in 1908, the GHSA strives to promote good sportsmanship, participant safety, and fair play among its member schools. For more information, visit ghsa.net.
The Gas Man at Mills Fuel Service is ready to take care of all of your propane gas needs. You can heat your water, dry your clothes, and cook your meals with clean, economical, dependable propane gas from Mills Fuel Service. Call 770-887-5235. 770-887-55. And they have 2 great locations to serve you. They're in Cumming and in Dahlonega at Mills Fuel Service.
Okay. For the Indians and guys, give credit to the defense on that third down play from Moconi to get the ball into their territory and score quickly.
There goes Josue. Kicks it at the 40, high, end over end. It'll be short at the 15 to the 20, the 25. Their big back, Ricks, brings it out to the 34 with 35 seconds remaining, and they have 2 timeouts remaining. Tie, score is tied at 35. Sorry, Will Staples, to mess up that extra point for you, but it was good, ladies and gentlemen. We are all tied at the burial grounds at Cottrell Field.
I was just going to say that one's pretty big, wasn't it, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You got to send yourself to overtime here if you can. Now, what you got to do is prevent Wood from getting behind your secondary, because yeah, exactly. he gets behind your secondary, it's Katie bar the door here.
Exactly. First down, ball's at the 33-yard line, 35 seconds remaining. They move some guys around. Woods with a single setback. They put Holland in motion. Hand off to Wood. Wood trying to go down the far side. Hit by one guy across the 45 and knocked down after the first down at the 44-45-yard line and knocked 7 seconds off the clock, but he got 11 and a half, 12 yards.
He'll start back after they set the timeout of Coney County.
Yep.
Well, they got 2. They can't take them to the next round, as we already said. Now, the other thing you could have to consider here, you know, is the left-footed kicker. Boykin got a pretty good leg.
Yep. Well, now, Boykin's the kicker, and he is left-footed. He was hitting them early on from the 30, which would have been a 40-yarder, so.
You got a long way to go. Time to get there, guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you still got 25 yards to go.
You got to stop
Wood. 30. Yep. You got to make sure nobody gets behind you that can be left open for a pass either. If they sneak somebody in there behind Watkins and that left-handed thrower.
It's going to go down to the last play of the game.
Woods' last touchdown was 76 yards, don't forget.
Yep, split backfield, one wide out on the far side. They'll move their backfield and put Wood behind and Green up front. Hand off to Wood again, going around the far side. He gets off the sideline and got about 3, maybe 4 yards. He's up to about the 48. Give him 3. Good pursuit. It was on the short side of the field, and all purple forced him out of bounds at the 48, a 3-yard pickup, 2nd down, 7.
Ritter was looking real close. I was afraid he was going to let another 2 seconds.
22 seconds. Kind of wish you had it.
Yeah. Really?
22 seconds remaining. One timeout left for each squad. Same setup as before. Watkins hands off to Wood. In the middle this time, Wood's going to be short of the first down. It's going to be 3rd and a from the Lumpkin 47.
Tick, tick, tick.
Stopped at 15. Timeout called, I believe, by Oconee.
That's the last one.
We have a timeout here with 15 seconds remaining.
Well, if you get the first down, you can clock it.
Yep.
Save yourself some time. If you put yourself within, say that field goal range, you take a long shot, why not?
Well, the old saying is, this is the human drama of athletic competition.
Exactly.
The thrill of victory and the agony of defeat.
Right here, big purple team wants to hold it. Hold them right here. Preferably short of the first down would be lovely.
The Indians have won 11 straight games. And get this, Oconee County was 1-6.
Yep.
Now they're 5-6 in the second round of the state playoffs.
They won their last 4
four of the last 6 they won.
Had up 3-2 in the region. Finished 2nd, which tells you how strong that region is over there.
Yeah.
3rd down, 2 yards to go. They've got to get to the 45 of Lumpkin. 15 seconds. Lumpkin has a timeout. Well, score tied at 35. Watkins with two backs split, one wide out. Now they go to their possession. Now Heath Webb calls a timeout.
His final timeout.
Yeah, well, he wanted to see what they were going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't want Wood to bust a long one.
It's the main thing. You don't want to let anybody get behind you. You want to keep them in bounds.
And you mentioned, too, you don't want them to get deep into looking kind of territory.
Both teams now out of timeouts, but with 15 seconds going, that's a moot point. Like I said, they can stop the clock if they get the first down and then line up and clock it, keep any more time from running off the clock.
But the scary thing is they have not thrown the football in a long time.
Yeah.
And we know they can.
Bingo.
They just don't do it very often.
But now it's time to not do it.
Well, Faulkner's done a whale of a job tonight. He's got a part in four touchdowns and a two-point conversion. But Wood has been the star of the game for Oconee County.
Third down and two. Same setup. Watkins, the quarterback. Wood and White Green in the backfield. Green comes out as a blocking back. Wood behind. Quarterback looks. He's going to try and throw. Now he runs up in the middle. He throws it at the last second. It'll be complete, I think, at the 34. Yeah, first down at the 34 with 6 seconds. And the fans booed. They thought it was trapped. Oconee County, as soon as the changer said, it'll start. 1-3, 2-1. They get the playoff and they clock it. They're going to say one, but Lumpkin County say it's going to be down right there at the 35.
I think they were trying to clock it, but it looked like they fumbled it. If they fumbled it, we're overtime.
Yep, let's see what we've got is officials talking.
Let's see what they rule. Are they going to rule he clocked the ball or are they going to rule fumble?
The officials looking at one another.
They're going to say clocked it.
Yep, that's a quarter. That's the quarter right there.
Ball game. All right, now we got
time right now. So now we got free football, ladies and gentlemen.
End of regulation into Lonega. It's Lumpkin County 35, Oconee County 35. Back in 1 minute with overtime on 97.5 Glory FM.
Stringer Insurance congratulates the Lumpkin County football team for their history season. Stringer Insurance offers a wide range of auto, personal, and business insurance services and plans. If you are unsure of your coverage needs, don't worry. They offer free consultation. They have two convenient locations to serve you in Dahlonega and Gainesville. Go to their website, stringerinsuranceagency.com. Providing dependable personal insurance since 1931, Stringer Insurance says, go Indians.
The Georgia High School Association would like to thank its corporate partners for their valuable support of high school athletics and activities. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance, Georgia Electric Membership Corporation, Gatorade, Wilson, BSN Sports, Atlanta Hawks, Mizuno, Atlanta Braves, Subway, Sport Medicine South, Atlanta Track Club, NFHS Network, Regions Bank, Max Preps, GoFan, and Georgia Public Broadcasting.
We're back where we started, basically. You can say it's nothing, but it's 35-35. Last time the Indians were in overtime was that historic game against White County when they won 61-55 in four overtimes.
Well, let's hope it doesn't go that many tonight. Let's hope they can win it in the first one and get it over with.
Absolutely.
Each team will have a timeout.
They'll flip a coin at midfield. We'll get the call with Gary.
Well, right now they're at midfield and nobody's out there, so let's see what's happening. Well,
captains will come out.
Yeah, they'll have a captain come out on either side. You've got Will Wood, it looks like, on this side, and looks like Max Ricks coming out on the other side. Gary's walking out with them.
Ball will go to the 15-yard line. You just play until you score or you end up losing down. The position continues until that position ends.
Toss the coin. Whoever wins the coin toss will get the choice of offense, defense, or which end of the field they want to play in. We'll go through all those choices until we're out of them, okay? If we finish the first overtime period in a tie, then whoever lost the toss will get the first choice, so on and so forth, okay? You get one timeout per overtime period, either on offense or defense, not on both, okay? One per period, all right? We will start each series on the 15-yard line, all right? Anybody have any questions?
No, sir.
You're going to call the toss for me, right? All right, you remember the coin. That's heads. That's tails. What do you want to call?
Tails.
He said what?
Tails.
All right, here we go, fellas. It is tails. You got offense, defense, or which end of the field?
I want to play defense.
You want to play defense first, so that means you want to play offense first, right?
which end of the field you want to play in.
Wow, so they won the toss, and they want to play defense.
We're going to go that way.
You want to go that way.
Oh, no, we want to, yeah, we want to go that way.
Well, both teams.
They got to pick the side of the field they want to go.
Okay, yeah, we want to go that way.
All right, very good. Put your back over there.
So Lumpkin County is going to have the football, and they'll have it on the far end, on the left-hand side of the end zone. They're going to the left from right to left at the 15.
All right, well, Rick's, they had to clarify which end they wanted to defend. So if they're on defense first, that means their backs will be in the end zone because Rick said we want to go that way.
Yep.
So if the second overtime, if the end of the first overtime period, then you heard the official say they do it all over again. But it's another choice because Lumpkin would get it because they lost the toss there.
Right. All right.
Again, for you listeners, it's not a kickoff. They get the ball on the 15-yard line. And you keep playing until you either stop or you score.
Now they have it first and 10 at the 15, which means they can get a first down.
That's right.
And keep going. So you've got as many plays as, I can't say as many plays as you need. You got to get a first down or get it in the end zone. But there's no time on the clock. The only time showing is on the play clock.
Well, by going on defense first, they know what they got to do.
Right.
If they only give up a field goal, then they've got to go for the touchdown. But if they shut them out, then a field goal wins it on their possession.
And the clock is silent right now. There's no time in this overtime period. Play.
The student body for Lumpkin has moved from in front of the band to the far end down here, guys. And now they're going to come back the other way and play on our right end in front of the field house. I think that they had it backwards to start with.
Maybe so, because they said they want to go that way.
They want to go that way.
So that means Lumpkin gets the choice of which way they want to go.
Right.
They did. That's right. Good pickup.
So Lumpkin's going to go towards the field house from the 15. Now the student body has to come back this way down in front of the band now, Mike.
You got to love it.
Yeah. Love the high school football, ladies and gentlemen.
Once again, the first overtime period.
Again, the winner advances to the Elite Eight, the quarterfinals, next Friday against either Morgan County or Savannah Christian.
I'll try to get you a score here after this game's over, Mike. I haven't looked at them in a while.
So Indians with it. You don't want a turnover. That's the biggest thing.
The Indians have it. Three wideouts right there in the middle of the field on the 15. Sullins to the left of the quarterback. Gives off to Mason. Finds a little hole inside the 10 down to the 9.
Mason Sullins down to the 10.
Second and 5, maybe 4.
Tackle made by Zach Weeks for the Warriors.
Weeks with a tackle for the Warriors.
Second down, 5 yards to go.
Pretty active, hadn't he, on offense and defense?
Yep.
Second down,
5 to go for the first down. 10 to go for the touchdown. 3 wideouts. Hand off to Mason. Mason inside the 10 down to about the 7, I think. Yeah, the 8 is where they're going to spot it at.
3rd and 3.
Well, we know both field goal kickers are capable of this.
Yep.
So now, you know, overtime, it's a lot about gamesmanship, guys. It really is. Making the right call at the right time.
But you want 6 here, 3rd and 3.
Yeah, you definitely want 6. But you might have to settle for 3 and hope you can play defense.
3rd down, 3 yards to go. For the 1st down, 8 yards to go for the touchdown. 2 wideouts. Cal keeps it himself. Trying to get inside the 5 and does. Down inside. Nope, he's going to be inside the 1. The Indians wanted the touchdown, but inside the 1.
I don't think they're going to give it. Everybody in purple wanted the touchdown, had their arms raised, but they're going to say that his knee hit at about the 1, maybe the half. Let's see.
Half yard line. 9 yards, 1st down, Indians.
1st down and goal, just inside the 1 yard line. Ball is at the nose of footballs, but that's 8-goal line. Same setup. Low snap. Mason got it. Mason is down. The touchdown! Touchdown, the late sign. The referee on the far side said good. Touchdown, Lumpkin County.
Now the all-important PAT by Stables. 41-35 Indians in overtime.
Long snapper is Scott. Holder is Davenport. Kicker is Staples. Snap, hold is good. Kick is up real good. 42, 35 Indians in the first overtime.
Back in 1 minute with Oconee County football on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hi, I'm Brooke with Conditioned Air Systems. Georgia temperatures change like the score in a close game. Let us help you be prepared for any season. This fall, install a new Trane XV18 True Comfort Variable Speed Air Conditioner and receive a free Halo LED Induct Air Purifier. Give us a call at 1-800-AC-REPAIR or visit us online at conditionedairsystems.com. Comfort you can feel, quality you can trust.
Never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Bushton, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
First play for Oconee County gets Ricks in the game. He's down to the 10. He got 5 yards as he went off the left side behind Ford and Lester. Second down and five for the first down. Second down and 10 for the touchdown. They have to score and hit the PAT to tie it. Lumpkin fans come up in a roar. Up by 7 in the first OT. Ricks takes it. He's going to try and run the far side. Got the first down, and all the way down, he kept carrying the guy. Touchdown, Oconee County in two plays.
Yep. This is the only argument about the overtime period. They say 15 yards is just too short. They want to back it up at high school if they can. Two plays for the Warriors now. Do they go for two or one? That's the big question.
Kicker's putting it down, so that's going to be Boykin kicking it from the 10 is right there.
Bo Boykin out of the hole of Matt Rick.
A block.
Got a flag. Flag before it on the far side. Illegal procedure.
Back
it up 5.
Wow, back it up 5.
25-yard extra point now. Boykin can still hit it from there.
Again, you got to watch the snap. You got to watch the hold and watch the kick.
The whole mix.
Now, you also got the possibility you might this thing.
Love to see him muff it, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. Hook it.
Ricks turns it. The kick is up, and it is good. We're tied at 42. We go to another overtime.
And we're back in 30 seconds on 97.5 Glory FM.
97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
Change can be bad or change can be good. Hello, this is Matt Nix with Duplicating Products, your local Canon, Savin, and HP dealer. In serving Northeast Georgia for more than 48 years, we've learned that while change is inevitable, it also brings opportunity. Just look at the bad changes of the pandemic that helped lead to improved technology and innovation. Let Duplicating Products help you find the opportunity in the changes that may affect your business. Give us a call at 770-532-9932 and see us online at duplicatingproducts.com.
All the way down that way, so who knows?
We're back here. It's now Oconee County getting the football on this overtime.
Yeah, Oconee County will have it first. Lincoln will have it second.
Now we are walking the other way.
Yeah, everybody's walking the other direction, so it'll be away on the far end away from the field house. They on the 15, Oconee will have the ball first and 10. They scored in two plays with their running quarterback, Mac Ricks, that time.
Now you will stop here on defense. What a game.
What a game is exactly right. They got to get a stop. The Indians need a stop or hold them to a field goal right here. Is what the Indians need, Michael.
Again, defense. Go back to that last drive back in the fourth quarter when they were stopped inside a minute on a third down play. We got the ball back, and it scored to tie it.
Warriors first and 10 at the 15.
So much can happen in the OT. A turnover is humongous.
Three wideouts. Richie, I think, or Ricks is the quarterback, I think, this time. Yes, he is. He's going to run it to the far side. Man comes in, misses him. He slides down to about the 16 or 11, excuse me. Got about 4 yards, second down, and six.
First guy doesn't miss him. He doesn't get anything. He is very elusive.
Yep. Second down, 6 yards to go now for the Warriors. Going from right to left in this second overtime period. 42-42, each team with a timeout.
Watch Wood again.
You got Woods not in the game. You've got Green in the ball game with Ricks. Ricks across the 10, down to about the 7, maybe the 8, depending on where his knee hit. It'll be third down. Third down and about 2.5 for the first down.
Interesting strategy, Joe.
I don't know if any one person.
Third and 3 for the first down. Third and 8 for the touchdown.
Now stop them here if we get the first down.
Need to stop right here, gentlemen. Stop them short. Stop them short. Ricks in the backfield with Green. 4 wideouts. Everybody in tight at the line. Ricks going to try and run it himself. He's right in the middle. He won't get it. He won't get it. He's at the 7.5 or 6.5. He's short, and we got an injury on the Indians.
Oh, my.
Yep. They're getting the guy out there real quick. Training staff headed out.
I think that's Trenton Brooks, your number 50, maybe. That's down. Let's see. They move the ball back to
the 7?
About the 6.5.
Yeah.
They say that's where his knee hit.
Yeah. That's a 6.5 is where it is.
So, Dr. Brindle's out there.
This is a fourth down now. Brings up a little bit of a decision, but, you know, Oconee County has been moving the ball so well, I'm not sure it's much of.
It is. Dr. Primos is out with him. Mike asked the question, and I believe he is anyway. See a guy in a gray jacket. Coach Webb out, I believe.
I don't know.
Trainer's out with him.
I don't know if he's got the wind knocked out of him, or he doesn't seem to. He was reaching behind him, but.
He's rolled over a couple of times, so we'll have to see what's going on out there.
Say a quick prayer for Brookshire.
And we think it's Brookshire.
They're working on that right knee.
Oh, man.
Now, when they all pile up like that, you always worry about that as a down lineman because you're all up under and everybody turns, falls on top of you and everything else.
Yeah, yeah. Doesn't take much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a hush all across the burial grounds.
Let's see.
There, he's getting up. He's getting up. And he's walking off under his own power.
Oh, wow.
And maybe he just tweaked it a little bit.
Number 50, Trenton Brookshire. Is walking off under his own power. There you go.
Who we thought it was. Now, his teammates got to put up another one of those purple walls here.
Yes, sir, they do. Another big man, just next man up is.
Yeah, but Gary, do they go for 3 here and then try to stop Lumpkin County? That's the big question.
They're not going for it.
They're going for it. Fourth down.
Then stop them here.
It's Ricks. Watkins, is that Ricks? That's Ricks still in there. Ricks fakes it. Oh, he got tacked behind. He didn't make it. He's down at the 6. It'll go over on downs.
How about that?
So now the Indians can win it with a field goal.
Stopped him a yard short right where he was at the 6. He got nothing, Gary.
How about that? And again, it was just a wall. I'm not sure any one person knocked him down. They all hit him at the same time, I think.
Now you don't need 6 of these Will Staples with a field goal to win this thing and go to the next round next week.
Well, what you do is you run maybe a play or two with 2 hands on the ball, put it right in the middle of the field with a little bit closer. If you snap it from here, you're looking at a 32-yard field goal.
You give it to Mason Sullins.
3 words, gentlemen. Protect the football. Ball's at the 15, first and 10. Tied at 42, second overtime. Lumpkin has it with it tied and can win.
Well, they're going to try to get it as close as they can.
Oh, they're
on the far hash mark. Sullins.
I think they're getting it to the man who's toted the mail most of the night.
They will score right in this one play.
Hands off to Sullins. He's right in the middle and gets 2, maybe 3, down to about the 12, I think.
I think I just keep running it in the middle of the field, keep the ball in the middle of the field, set it up for their field goal kicker to win it. Looks like he got about 3, guys.
Yep, second and 7. Second and 13 to score. They got a flag on the play. I'm afraid it's going to be an illegal procedure. What do they got? Yeah, illegal procedure, false start on the Indians.
That's their first penalty of the ball game, isn't it?
Second.
Okay, second.
Yep. They had one early in the game.
I forgot about that one, buddy. Yeah.
Not a lot of penalties tonight.
No, it's been a very clean game.
Yeah. Except for, and pretty good call of the game, except for that one strange.
Second and 12. All for the Indians. Back at the 17. Almost 17 and a half. Faulkner has it. Gives to Sullins. Sullins around the near side. Gobbled up by a few. Oh, he got through that round to the 12.
Got the yardage back.
Yep. Now I think he's inside the 14 down to the 13, so he got four.
All right, what's Will's range, buddy?
He was hitting them from 35, from 45 early with Darren. When they came back out from break, he and the whole sway were both kicking. Nobody holding, but just kicking with nobody on him. But he hit a couple from the 45 yards out.
So you let Faulkner roll out to the right on the playoffs and the RPO and just keep it.
I have to see what they're doing. They got 19
get
on
it back
the play
to the,
clock.
Get it back to the center.
You got a tight end over there, two wide outs. Sullins to the right of his quarterback. Faulkner has it. Gives to Sullins. Sullins down to the 10. Bulls his way down to the 7.
Fourth down.
All right, here's the kicking team.
There you go.
Trying to win it right. It's right in the middle of the field. Good play call right there by Heath Webb, keeping it in the middle of the ball field, gentlemen.
You're going for sudden victory.
24-yard field goal. Spotted at the 14.
A.J. will snap it. Cal Faulkner, Harper Davenport will hold it, and Will Staples will attempt a 24-yarder. Now we've got a timeout, and we knew we would by Ben Hall.
Well, you knew they were going to do that. Although most of the time the icing thing doesn't work, but you got to try it.
That's their one timeout.
They get the one timeout in this. They get one timeout per overtime, so... But he's going to hit it right here, and they're going to win it 45-42 in advance. That's what I'm saying.
And we're back here next Friday night if he does it. If he misses, a third overtime. But he's going to hit it.
That's what I hope.
Well, right in the middle of the field.
Yeah.
I'm confident, Joseph.
I'm still looking for scores here and trying to find the one we're all interested in.
Forget about
Really only 4 yards further than an extra point.
Yep.
Forgive it, the missed PAT earlier.
Yep. Well, that was a bad snap.
Bingo. Yep. If he kicks it, it's going through.
Scott to Davenport. Here we go. Snap, hold, kick is up. Kick is good. Ball game. Will Staples. They advance to the next round, 45-42.
We'll see you next Friday night here in Dahlonega. Let's go to the sidelines, and Gary will try to get a talk with Heath Webb. What a game.
See if I can track him down.
Game was tied at 35 at the end of regulation, 42 at the end of the first overtime, and then that big defensive stand again. I always say it, defense wins championships, setting up the play for the Indians to get the winning field goal from Will Staples.
Head coaches meeting out there, giving each other a big hug. Congratulations to both teams on a super, super ball game. Heath Webb, 12-0, advanced to the Elite Eight.
I think they coached against each other when Heath was at Gainesville and Ben was at Flowery Branch.
Mm-hmm. Heath just held up a finger and said, give me a minute. Well,
yeah.
Got to talk to some guys.
Oh, exactly, man. He'll be with you.
He's just catching his breath.
Yeah. We're just going to celebrate the victory here, folks. Live at the Burrell Grounds at Cottrell Field in Dahlonega as Lumpkin County continues to make history 12-0 going into the Elite Eight, the quarterfinal round, next Friday night.
Looks like it's going to be Savannah Christian as they're up in the fourth quarter over Morgan County, 26-10.
He's catching his breath now.
All right, you tell him it looks like Savannah Christian next Friday.
Looks like it's Savannah Christian, Coach. I'll go ahead and tell you that. But on this game, so many chances for this thing to go the other. And you guys come out on top. What did it for you? When you had to keep converting, you had to have a two-point conversion. You just did it.
Fight, grit, toughness, Gold City strong. That's what that was.
And what a game you had tonight out of Cal Faulkner.
Those two were special. They just won't quit. It's tough, competitive, hard-nosed kids. Whole thing could be said about everybody on our roster. Awesome job. I mean, just I don't know what to say. I'm ecstatic.
Tell them happy Thanksgiving, Heath.
Mike Wofford says happy Thanksgiving.
No doubt.
Although it's going to be the break, you still get to say that, boys. We got practice Monday.
Can't wait, man. Can't wait. That's a great tip right there. I can't wait to go tell them.
I tell you, here at the end, I mean, a lot of points got put up on the board, didn't they?
Make a critical stop. When you're playing against a good football team, make a critical stop in the fourth quarter. Our guys did it, and I can't be more proud of them.
Compared to White County, Gary.
What's that?
Compared to White County.
Oh, yeah. The overtime. How did White County for this?
We've been here, and we knew what to expect. And we knew the officials when they got it wrong. Because we've been in this situation.
All right. You got Savannah coming up.
Bring them on. I don't care who it is at this point. Everybody's welcome in Gold City to come get beat. It's awesome.
And everybody's pretty good. So.
Everybody's good at this.
Good luck, Coach. Appreciate it. We'll see you next Friday. All right, there you go. They got a whole bunch of folks on the field, and I tell you, when he gets over there, you're probably going to hear a big cheer go up.
And you'll think about it is the Georgia High School Association and their infinite wisdom really bans anybody going to the field after a game. Take that, GHSA.
Well, I'm going to tell you, it's a little late to be throwing flags now.
Yeah, exactly.
Lumpkin County is a winner on this Friday night. History made, 45-42 in double overtime. We're back to celebrate in 2 minutes on 97.5 Glory FM.
It's flu season in North Georgia, and now is the time to take care of yourself and get your flu shot at Riverside Pharmacy. Nobody wants to be hit with the flu bug, but if you haven't had your shot yet and you've been bitten with the flu, the pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy in Gainesville can help you too. They can fill your prescription with expert care and have you up and going before you know it. And they're your headquarters for all of your over-the-counter needs. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. They're who I use for home security and cameras, and you should too. I've scouted them all, and there's no better choice. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
We hear all the time when people come in to Autry's Ace for their regular hardware products, how surprised they are when they discover our amazing gift section.
It's more like an official Christmas wonderland right now.
Autry's gift section is overloaded with holiday decor, beautiful ornaments, Santas, reindeer, plus plenty of extra special gifts for all ages.
Skip the lines and see our amazing Christmas section at Autry's Ace Hardware, Thompson Bridge Road in Gainesville.
Ho, ho, ho! Ho. Ho.
Well, we are back here in Dahlonega. Gary Glenn, Joe Gailey, Mike Warford with you back in our studios in Gainesville is Nathan Laddie as we are celebrating a victory. I can say chop on, Indians. Next Friday night, we're back here as Savannah Christian will go up against Lumpkin County in the quarterfinal round of the Class AAA State Football Playoffs. As Lumpkin County will be the home team here in Dahlonega, Savannah Christian will have to travel up from Chatham County the day after Thanksgiving next week. And we'll be here to bring you the play-by-play starting at 7:05 with the Longstreet Cafe pregame show. County down to kickoff at 7:30 here. And as Heath Webb said, it's Gold City Strong. That's what they are here in Dahlonega. Once again, what a game by Mason Sullins. What a game by Cal Fault. We mentioned them in our opening this evening. That's what led this team to victory. But, again, go back to the defense. You had Oconee County there in the fourth quarter trying to win this ball game, and it was the Lumpkin County defense stopping them. We had the question, would he go for fourth down there at the 19-yard line, or would he go ahead and punt it? Ben Hall decided to punt it. Parker Davenport got it. Harper Davenport got it, and Harper ran it deep into Oconee County territory, and then the Indians were able to score there at the end of regulation to send it into the OT, tied at 35, and then both teams scored touchdowns on their first overtime possession. Then in the second OT, defense again stops the Warriors on a fourth down play, and then all Lumpkin County had to do was get it into the right spot for Will Staples to boot the winning field goal, and the Indians win. Final score, Lumpkin County 45, Oconee County 42. Again, join us tomorrow morning at 9:05 for the Saturday Morning Sports Show. We'll talk high school football, state playoff action. We'll talk college football, NFL football, tomorrow morning starting at 9:05 right here on the Saturday Morning Sports Show. Tomorrow night is college football as LSU plays host to Georgia State, starting with the Panther pregame show at 7:30, kickoff at 8. Then your radio station for North Georgia Sports brings you college basketball from Atlanta with the Capital Classic as Georgia State takes on Little Rock on Sunday at 2 p.m. Then we're back here in Dahlonega with the Nighthawks Sports Network on Tuesday, 6 p.m. tip-off as the ladies from North Georgia, they will be in action at home against Lees McCray. We'll have the action from the Nighthawks Sports Network at 6 p.m. on Tuesday. Then we're back here in Dahlonega next Friday night as it will be Lumpkin County taking on Savannah Christian. Make sure you join us in on your radio station for North Georgia Sports. And we follow the Indians all the way to a state championship, and it comes through Georgia. They got at least one more home game left the season. 12-0. Oconee County ends their year at 5-7 as the Indians win on the final play of the game on a Will Staples field goal, which gives the Indians a 45-42 victory. For the entire sports team at 97.5 Glory FM, for producer Nathan Laddie, for Joe Gailey, and for Gary Glenn, I'm Mike Weifert. We'll see you next Friday night. Join us in for Lumpkin County Playoff Football on 97.5 Glory FM, where we're good sports. Good night, everybody.
This has been Friday Night Football in North Georgia. Tonight's game is brought to you by Conditioned Air Systems, NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine, Duplicating Products, Riverside Pharmacy, EMC Security, Siphon Logistics, and by Autry's Ace Hardware. Join us next week for more great football action on Friday Night Football in North Georgia. This has been a sports presentation of 97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ Radio.